Okay, let's review where we were. We were trying to define mitzvah haba'ah ba'aveira. And we decided that at least the best way to start doing that was by looking at cases where it applies. Where does it apply? We know two clear gemaras where it applies, or two clear cases where it applies, our gemara discusses a carbon hagazel and a lulav hagazel, and cases where it doesn't apply. And that's right in the middle of yesterday, the famous question of Tosos on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Interestingly, Tosos doesn't ask that question here, perhaps because he already asked it on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Tosos asks, how come you need lecha to passel a stolen sukkah? Isn't it a passel anyway because of... why do you need lecha for sukkah gezula? Isn't it passel anyway because of mitzvah of aveira? So we saw that Tosos and Daf Tes was mechadish shita, which it's not clear that all Tosos and Shas agree to, but quite a few Rishonim end up agreeing with. When they have to answer the kasha from matzah, the Ramban likes this answer, and the Ritva likes this answer, even though they give multiple answers. But says Tosos on Daf Tes Amud Aleph that mitzvah b'aveira is only midrabanan, and then it makes sense. You need a pasuk to pasul sukkah gzula midoraisa, because mitzvah b'aveira is only a psol d'rabanan. Okay, we also discussed that the Ritva here, as well as some Rishonim and Psachim, quoted from the Bali Tosfos, right? So they said this was the Tosos Shans, and the Tosos Ben Peretz, and the Tosos quoted in the Rishonim Sfarad, said, Mitzvah B'Aveira only applies to mitzvos shel ritzoy. Right, there's two different kinds of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah that's a good deed and accomplishes some good spiritual goal that Hashem wants us to accomplish. And then there's something which is more direct in our relationship to Hashem than that. You know, that's like sukkah. Sukkah, it reminds us of something important, which is good for our spirituality and our connection to Hashem, but that is not directly connecting to Hashem. It's indirectly connecting to Hashem. And therefore, there's no psol of mitzvah haba'ah aveira. After all, it's obviously better not to do aveiros. But you know what? Just because you did a good thing through doing a bad thing does not undermine the goodness of the good thing if it's one of the regular good things we do in the world. However, there's also something called ritzoy. Ritzoy means we mamish present it in front of Hashem. That's a karbon. We're literally giving to Hashem. And that's also lulav based on the chiddush. I don't want to call the chiddush the rav, meaning it's the chiddush of the Tosfos. That the ikar kiyum of lulav is halel. That even though the Chumash, all the Chumash says, L'kachta m'lechem b'yom ha'rishon, etc. Nonetheless, the Chumash midoraisa means take this as a means of being mahalo Hashem. Even though obviously the Rabbanim later on came and told you exactly which psukim to say and exactly which directions to shake it. But the yisod of halo, that we're bringing beautiful things that represent the harvest and the bracha Hashem gave us in Eretz Yisrael. And we're shaking and we're bringing them up in front of Hashem. That is a type of karban. The fact that lulav is an idea of karban, and therefore when you're actually presenting something to Hashem, then it has to be 100% glatt. Then it can't have any aviras mixed in with it. You know, in your regular life, you do good things, they can have bad mixed in with them, and you get punished for the bad and rewarded for the good. But if your mom is presenting something to Hashem, if it has bad mixed into it, then that's what the Navi Yeshaya keeps saying, I don't want your karbanos at all. You get punished for the bad, and you get punished for the good also. Okay, so that's the situation of Ritzoy, and here is the Machlokis. Mitzvah b'aveira, what mitzvah that is applied to? So here we have two shitos. We have the some tosos, right? Not all tosos, not tosos and daf tes, says only ritzoy. And the other rishonim say, nope, all mitzvos. And even the Ritva himself rejects this and says all mitzvos. Why did the Ritva reject this? He says, nowhere in the Bavli do I have a reason to reject it. I reject it in the Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi passels matzah gzula, and seemingly because of mitzvah b'aveira. That's fairly straightforward reading the Yerushalmi. Now, you could say we don't have to agree with the Yerushalmi. You know, the Bavli always agree with the Yerushalmi? Lav davka. So, over these Bavli Tosfos would say the Bavli is not like the Yerushalmi. The Bavli holds only ritzoy. Matzah is not ritzoy. We're not giving the matzah to Hashem. We're eating the matzah. Right? It just reminds us. Matzah like sukkah reminds us of something important. But it's not a mitzvah shal ritzoy. Okay, so the Tosfos say we don't agree with the Rishonim. The Rishonim Sfarad all rejected from the Ramban and the Ritva, the Maram Chalav, and the Nadav, all the Rishonis for the Pesachim and the Ritva and Sukkah, all rejected this Tosfos because they held, nope, the Yerushalmi passes Matzah Gzula, so it must be that it applies to all mitzvahs.
Never mind, you just answered
my okay, great. Now, the the Ritva gives another answer here. The Ritva gives another answer on Daf Tes. He says that maybe that Sugya is only Aliba Dishmuel. Right? Shmuel, at the end of our Gemara, remember we read, did not hold the mitzvah of Abavira. Now here, it depends how you interpret Shmuel. Right? Tosfos, this little tiny Tosfos in the bottom Daf Lamed Amud Aleph says, Tosfos agrees in the mitzvah of Avira. He just doesn't think it applies to Lulav and Chol HaMoed because it doesn't apply to mitzvahs to Rabbanan. Right? It only applies to mitzvahs to Reisa and not to mitzvahs to Rabbanan. So, for example, what mitzvahs does it apply to? How about Aliba Dish Muel? So, Tosfos on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph says that it applies to a mitzvos de oraisa, not mitzvos de rabbanan, right? So the Shmuel also gives mitzvah about vera. He just thinks that only mitzvos de oraisa have to be clean, can't be bought about vera. But a mitzvah de rabbanan is on a lower level, and it can even be a mitzvah about vera, while the Ritva here, obviously, if the Ritva is saying, we need to passel sukkah, sukkah's the rice all 7 days. We need to passel mitzvah the rice through lecha, because we would have thought that, because according to Shmuel, there's no mitzvah of avera. That means according to Shmuel, there's no mitzvah of avera, even in a mitzvah the rice, like sukkah. So, and that's also, if you look at the Tosas in Gittin and the Tosas in Bava Kama, Tosas in most places in Shas, so, Rove, Rishonim, and even Rov Tosfos, or, you know, Rov Rishonim, and Tosfos, you know, Rov Hashas, most of the Tosfos assume, nope, he denies the whole concept. He denies Mitzvah Ba'aveira. He might agree by carbon, but then it's not a din of Mitzvah Ba'aveira. That's a specific rule of carbon. He might agree a carbon a guzzle is possible. That seems that everyone agrees a carbon a guzzle is possible, but he denies that mitzvah of avera applies, and that's clearly what he's assuming here. He's assuming, according to Shmuel, you need a psoh alecha to passel sukkah gzula. Then that means Shmuel doesn't hold mitzvah of avera by sukkah gzula, even though it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So we see that the Ritva is one of the majority of Rishonim, and even majority of Bali Tosos, who disagrees with Tosos at the bottom of our element.
In your introduction, now we're basically saying that on the other side, it's very limited where you wouldn't get credit for the mitzvah if you went ahead and did the
event. According to some Rishonim. Yeah, okay, nachon. True. Agav, I'll just point out, I'm not getting into this now. Why does Tosfos Daf Lamed Amud Aleph think that a mitzvah to a right says a psula mitzvah of avera, but a mitzvah to Rabbanan doesn't have a psula mitzvah of avera? The Ramban time is the opposite. Right? What is the Ramban in his, not in the Melchalos, but in the Hasagas and Hilchas Lulav, I didn't put on the Bekoros. But you know, one of these Shabbos is you'll have time to read through the whole Ravid, Helchus Lulav and Ramban. He says, no, Adrabba, if it's a stupid idea to do a Avera in order to do a mitzvah d'oraisa, then it's an even stupider idea to do an Avera in order to do a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Right? You're even a more foolish person if you just do a mitzvah d'rabbanan you stole. Isn't that even worse? So, l'chora, the answer is, and here I don't want to get into this, but it could be that this Tosfos, you know, holds, well, yes, it is stupider to do steal in order to do a mitzvah d'rabbanan, but we're not discussing whether on the whole you're a good person or a bad person or a wise person or a foolish person. We're discussing whether the evidence ma'akev the mitzvah and d'rabbanans, and here you could say in two ways, either you could say in a very non-svara way, just d'rabbanans are more meikel. So therefore, they weren't so machmir. When they made Drabbanans, they didn't make this rule of mitzvah of Avera because they were mekel and Drabbanans. You know, or perhaps you could even say, and this gets into a famous chakira that maybe we've discussed once or twice in past years, famous discussion of the Meshech Chachma based on the Nesivos, are Drabbanans real mitzvos? like the mitzvah d'rabbanan, a real mitzvah d'rabbanan, you know, or is it just that, you know, we're bound by the authority of the rabbanan? Is it a real chetz shel mitzvah, right? Is it a real kiyum mitzvah? Or is it just, you know, accepting the authority of the rabbis and doing what they're told? So, like, is a lulav on Chol HaMoed really nitulas lulav? Or is it just, you know, listening to the rabbis? Is it a kiyum of nitulas lulav or of listening to the rabbis? Mm-hmm. I think if you took the Tzad al-Hakir, which is made famous by Meshech Chachman and Nesivos, that a mitzvah d'rabban is not a real mitzvah. It's not that lulav on the second day is a real nitulas lulav. It's not that maror is a real mitzvah achilas maror. It's just an example of accepting the authority of the rabbis. And so why do we make a bracha? We're really making a bracha on Lo Sasser and Sha'ala Bichav Yageitcha Zekenechav Yavrulach. I understand. If you take that approach, then Tosfos might make more sense. This is not a real mitzvah. It's just like following the authority of the rabbis. Okay, following the authority of the rabbis, it doesn't really matter if you do it in a clean way, in a slightly messed up way. You know, just following the laws, as long as you follow the law, we're not going to ask what led you to follow the law. Doing a holy act, that has to be done the right way. Okay, so it could be this Tosos, which is a Das Yachid, really. I mean, it's Tosos on the Daf. So you learn Shas with Rashi and Tosos. You learn Sukkah with Rashi and Tosos. You think it's mainstream, but it's a minority opinion. This minority opinion, either you could say just stam their mikol d'rabbanans without any fancy svaras, without any deep logic, or you could say maybe they really took away the status of a mitzvah d'rabbanan and held it wasn't really an inherent ma'isa mitzvah. It was just a hechitimtzi of listening to the authority of your religious leaders. In which case, we understand why it doesn't have to be done in such a pure way.
The other way of understanding, for me anyway, is that where you have mitzvah baba meir is something almost like a chok. You know, why do you bring karbonos? I don't understand why you bring karbonos. I mean, this and shaking the lulav. Sukkah, I understand. Eating matzah, I understand. All those things are reasonable reasons why for me to understand. Therefore, yeah, you do it. But things that I don't, a chok type thing, I don't want to get involved with it because I don't understand what's happening.
Okay, I mean, I'm not sure. I'm not sure I'm with you, number one. I'm not sure I love that distinction. And number two, I think you're too modern. Look, it was all learned from karbonos. Karbonos aren't a chok. Karbonos are perfectly logical. You bring your karbon to Hashem. Okay, yesh l'ayin. Fine, yesh l'ayin. I hear the tiny yesh l'ayin. Okay, the Ritva gives one other answer, which the Ramban in Psachim also says when he discusses Sukkah, which is that, says the Ritva, gives a few answers. Says the Ritva, he says, no, really it should have been possible the mitzvah of Aveira. As a matter of fact, the Ritva, that I didn't put on the Makoros, but later on Dach Laman Aleph says, it really is a psal mitzvah of Aveira. So why do we need Lacha to teach a mitzvah of Aveira? Because you might have been Havina made an exception. Havamina to make an exception to the rule of mitzvah Habav Aveira because of the drushas Kol Yisrael Reuyin Leishev B'Sukkah Achas. We remember that drusha very well. It hasn't been so long. So there's that drusha that all the Jews consider one sukkah, which is machshir or borrowed sukkah. So the Ritva says, and the Ramban in Psachim also says this. Meaning, the reason I'm putting in Rishon Psachim is this list, because the Ramban in Psachim doesn't say this about matzah. He says it about sukkah. You know, which he just gets into in Psachim. And I'm sure he would have said in sukkah if we had this condition in sukkah. The Ramban in Psachim, the Ritva say, yeah, it really is mitzvah of Aveira. Just we might have been having exceptions, especially to discuss all the Jews consider one sukkah. What does that mean? Does that mean they can all borrow one sukkah? Maybe it means they can sit in one sukkah no matter how they sit in the sukkah, whether they have permission, whether they don't have permission, whether they stole it or whether they didn't steal it. So you might have thought that Darshan, a mistake in Havamin, the Drusha, that the sukkah gzul is okay because there's a special din that you can sit in anyone's sukkah. Kamashwa, no, that just meant you could borrow a sukkah. It didn't mean you could be a bad person. It didn't mean you could be evil and steal a sukkah. That just meant you could borrow a sukkah. Okay, the Ritva does combine a little this with this. Is maybe the Havamina is that the no mitzvah of my sukkah because it's not for Ritzoy. But again, that's a Havamina, and that's just crossed off. Basically, we're back to mitzvah of Avera. We get a silly Havamina. L'cha erase the silly Havamina, back to mitzvah of Avera. The Me'ir, if there are some more interesting answers given by some of the Rishon Achrona, which I think are going to be very significant. The Me'iri gives a very challenging and difficult answer. The Me'iri asks, he doesn't ask on Daf Tes, he asks later on Daf Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph. He says, How come if you steal schach and you build a sukkah, it's kosher? What happened to mitzvah b'avera? Right? Why isn't it mitzvah b'avera? Now, he's not, I'll be honest, he's not asking the question, why do you need l'cha? He's asking a different question, which we're going to get back to. He's asking a question, how come the Gemara later says that if you steal wood and build a sukkah, it's okay, why isn't it mitzvah b'avera? But I think this meter is relevant, because the answer he gives is also good enough for this question. It also answers this question. So the Meiri is answering a different question, I admit, right? He is answering a different question, but I think it's relevant because he never explicitly asks our question, and the answer he gives works for our question. So Mestum, if you had asked him this question, that's what he would have answered, right? Because if he held it, Mestum, he would have used it to answer this question. What does he say? Something very fascinating. What does the Meiri say? Why is there, he says, there's no mitzvah of Avera if you steal the schach. Why is there no mitzvah b'aveir if you steal some schach? Because? What? Because you're not sitting in the schach. You're sitting on the ground. The schach is just around you. So therefore, there's no problem mitzvah b'aveir. Now, what exactly does he mean by this? Like, that's true. You're sitting on the ground. And you actually can't steal. You're sitting on the ground. The schach is just surrounding you and the walls. The actual built part of the sukkah is just surrounding you. You're sitting on the ground. So why does that make it not mitzvah b'aveira? What does he mean by that? Right, it's a bit challenging. What does he mean by that? You're not sitting on the stuff you stole. So it's not mitzvah b'aveira. So what exactly does he mean by that? What exactly does he mean by that? So what? So what if it's not mitzvah? So what? You're not sitting in the stuff you stole. Ozma?
You have to use the chayfets that you stole.
So apparently, it's only mitzvah aveira if you use the chayfets that you stole. So now, I think you could take this for in different ways, but here it gets a little tricky.
You are using it, you're just not holding it.
Okay, Chesky? Right, and he compares it to a famous Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, I think if he didn't compare it to this to Yerushalmi, I would have interpreted it totally differently. And I think I would have had an easier time. But he compares it to Yerushalmi. What does Yerushalmi say? It says there's no problem using a shofar that's guzzel, even though, okay, the Yerushalmi is not clear if it's talking about a shofar guzzel or not, but the Rambam and Rishonim understand that the Yerushalmi is referring at least to a shofar guzzel. So there's no problem with shofar guzzel. Why is there no problem with shofar guzzel? Everyone knows the most famous chakira in shofar, Rambam, Rebbeinu Tam, etc. What's the most famous chakira in shofar? Shmir tkiya, right? Is the maisa mitzvah blowing or is the maisa mitzvah hearing? Of course, a correlate of that famous chakira is what's the cheftah shel mitzvah? If the maisa mitzvah is tkiya, then the cheftah shel mitzvah is the shofar. If the Maisa Mitzvah is Shmiya, then the Chefter Shal Mitzvah is the kol, right? After all, right, what are the two shitas on the bracha? Rabbeinu Tam says, Al Tkiya Shofar, and the Rambam says, which we follow, Lishmoa, kol shofar, because you can't hear the shofar, you can hear the kol of the shofar. I mean, you could say in everyday speech you hear the shofar, but logically you don't hear the shofar, you hear the sound of the shofar. Okay, so says the Rambam is very famous for the Tzad of the Chakira. He's a famous shut where someone asked him, why do you say l'shmoa kol shofar? Why not say al tkiya shofar? And he says, don't you know? Because the mitzvah is not to blow a shofar. The mitzvah is to hear the sound of a shofar. Like, basically, what's important about the shut of the Rambam? So you shouldn't think the lashon of the bracha is lav davka. You shouldn't think, not that we would think that anyway, I'm not choshing anyone in this room for thinking that, but if there was someone else out there who was not yet from or something, and might think that if the Rambam holds that bracha is l'shmoa kol shofar, it's just a cute way to say the bracha. It doesn't actually show us anything in Lamdas. No, the Rambam has a Shulchan Aruch where he writes in Lamdas that what I actually mean is the mitzvah is shmiya and the mitzvah is not ki at all. Right, I mean, the Baal Tokeya is not my shliach to be Tokeya for me. I don't have to be Tokeya at all. I just have to hear the sound of a shofar. So, says the Rambam, therefore, quoting Yerushalmi, he says, therefore, if you blow a stolen shofar, you're Yotze. Why? Because the shofar was stolen, but the coal can't be stolen. You can't have a stolen coal, right? You can't steal a sound, a sound wave. It's not the kind of cheftza that's subject to theft. And therefore, even though the shofar was stolen, the coal is not stolen. So the Meiri says, so too here. Okay, the Meiri says, so too here, even though the schach was stolen, and maybe the defanos were stolen, but the space you're sitting in wasn't stolen. And therefore, the space you're sitting in, I steal the schach, and I steal the sukkah, and I build in my own yard. Or wherever I build it, you can't actually steal real estate. You can't steal land. That's, we'll see, karka in Nixelis very soon. Or we saw it already, briefly. So therefore, that's not a problem because the heftzah you stole is not the heftzah that you're using to be yotzei the mitzvah. Okay, so this is a very radical me'iri. Why is it a radical me'iri? Number one, it's an interesting but not radical me'iri because he seems to say that mitzvah of avavera has to do with the heftzah. Like the avera and the mitzvah have to be in the same heftzah. If the avera is in the shofar and the mitzvah is in the kol, that's not mitzvah of avera. Has to be in the same chefza. Okay, that's an interesting part of the Meiri, but that's not radical. Perhaps you still need the Meshech Chacham, etc. That's interesting, but not radical, because that's basically a Yerushalmi and a Rambam. You know, the radical part of the Meiri, I think, the radical part of the Meiri is that he applies it to Sukkah. He says, what's the parallel? Just like you stole the shofar, but you did the mitzvah with the kol, you stole the schach, but you didn't do the mitzvah with the schach, because you're not sitting on the schach, you're sitting in this space. And he seems to assume, and this is a tremendous chiddush, I would never have said this in a million years, and I'd be interested in another way to interpret the meter, but I can't figure out one that works. He makes it seem like just like the shofar is merely a tenai for producing the kol, but the kol is the mitzvah, the schach and the defanos are a tenai for producing a certain dira. But the dira is the ground you're in. The dira is the ground you're on, is the space you're in. The sukkah is just the space you're occupying. The tnai of the sukkah is that it have walls and roof, etc. But the chefta shel mitzvah sukkah, just like the chefta of mitzvah shofar is not the shofar, but the kol, which is not a radical chiddush, that's a Yerushalmi and a Rambam and Vuli. The chefta, the radical chiddush, the chefta of mitzvah sukkah. And this is very radical because we always think of schach as the chefta shel sukkah. But maybe he thinks, no, schach is the tenai. The tenai is a schach. The chefta of sukkah is the space that you're occupying, is the dira that you're occupying. And the chefta is just the space that you're in, the ground you're walking on, the air you're breathing. The schach is just the tenai.
Can you hold it that it's the schach and the walls are just a machshirin for the mitzvah?
Apparently. You know, now, again, this...
kinds of other
This is a big chiddush because we know that the schach has kedusha of the mitzvah, which implies that it really is, although on the other hand the decorations also have kedusha, so it could just be that it's very easy to get kedusha in sukkah and it doesn't prove very much, right? It's hard to say the chefta shel mitzvah is the decoration and yet it has kedusha. So
I don't know why it's so radical. I mean, what's the mitzvah of sukkahs?
Great. Okay, no, perfect. I'm with you. Done. Done. End of conversation. Great. Okay. Sorry, Yechavrus already spoke.
Isn't there a riff that says that if you hold the shofar in your hand and it's a problem to the bottle of K or something like that because you're actually holding the
chefta? Yes, but the Rambam doesn't. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam's pretty clear that he doesn't hold from that distinction. That riff, by the way, is about Isuri HaNoah, not about Gezel, although... you could easily say, hey, you know, it might or may not be relevant, but in any case, that doesn't seem to be found in the Rambam. So I could stick it in, maybe, but within the Rambam, the Meiri, let's assume not. Kedarka Bakodesh. So what does the Meiri say? He says a big chiddush. He says the chefza of Aveira is the schach. I mean, and defanos. Obviously, if schach is not chashim enough, defanos are certainly not chashim enough. But the chefza of the mitzvah is karka olam, is the space. Space, I don't necessarily mean air, I mean like the location, right? You live someplace, you know, you could live there with or without a roof. It's more comfortable with a roof, but you live there with or without a roof. You don't live in the roof. You live in the space. There's a tenai to have a roof. Why? Number one, it's a tenai even for going to have a roof all year long because it's very convenient. But it's also a specific tenai in sukkahs to have a semi-convenient kind of roof called a schach. So this is a big chiddush, and what the Meiri seems to assume here is that mitzvah ba'aveira haba'a, what does haba'a mean according to this Meiri? Haba'a means same chetzah. right? Habah is not about what you do, I stole, and the gavra, is not about the gavra, I stole, and I'm sitting in the sukkah. Habah has to do with the chefza. So already the Meiri gives us a clue, and this is going to be a very, very, very big deal, that Habah has to do with the chefza. So here we're going to have in the Meiri that Habah has to do with the chefza. The chefza shel mitzvah is a chefza shel aveira. And it's not just the Meiri, because remember, the radical part of the Meiri is the application of the sukkah, which I find a big chiddush, just as I would have said, the chefza of sukkah is the schach. Oh, you don't touch the schach, you don't sit on the schach, you just sit under the schach. Nonetheless, that's the way you use a chefza of a roof, is by sitting under it. I would have said the chefza of schach, and then I would have been mesupik and given an hour shiur between mincha, mariv, and sukkahs, whether the chefza of sukkah is only the schach and the defanos. Okay, but, and I would still do that, just like when you call the Meiri, right? But the Meiri thinks, no, the chefza of sukkah is the space. The schach is a tnai, which is very possible. However, when it comes to shofar, already, the Rambam, and it's a Mefurish Yerushalmi says something. The Rambam and the Mefurish Yerushalmi say this, right? At least that's what the Yerushalmi looks like it's saying. So therefore, Meiri plus the Rambam and the Yerushalmi got me shofar, right? It says, ain bekol, didn't guess it, the way the Rambam quotes it. The Yerushalmi formulates it slightly differently. It says, ein b'kol iser hanaya. But seems to be the idea. The Yerushalmi is actually originally talking about a shofar of iser hanaya, not a shofar of gezel. Although according to half of them, unfortunately, Yerushalmi, it's also referring in the next line to a shofar of gezel. But it's the same idea. It's iser hanaya of the shofar. The Yerushalmi does not bring in the mitzvahs of the Yonah, isn't it new? Okay, but who cares? The iser is in the shofar. The mitzvah is in the kol. And who cares? And the shofar and the kol are mamish the same mice in the same second, the same person. I'm blowing it, I'm hearing right away. But nonetheless, if it's two separate cheftzahs, no mitzvah of aveira. So we see through you mitzvah of aveira as it did in the cheftzah. Someone just tell me for a second, is there a good reason in our Gemara to say mitzvah of aveira as it did in the cheftzah? But if you read our Gemara, would you think it's a din in the cheftzah? No? If you read our Gemara, remember our Gemara? We're actually learning the second. We start the Gemara inside.
Yes, because of the drasha of Mitzvah Bava Vera.
Which drasha? Especially which drasha? The first drasha.
From
Halacha. V'habisim gozol v'yasa piseach v'yasa chole. What is piseach and chole? It's descriptions of the chafza. Right? Piseach and chole, meaning the piseach, what's wrong with the piseach and the chole? Obviously, someone who brings a piseach and chole have a lot of hashkafic problems. But what's wrong with the piseach and chole is that it says in the Torah that this is a pasul chefza shel karbon, right? It says in the Torah explicitly, pisach is a pasul chefza shel karbon. Has an extra word in the Torah for a drasha, that extra word min, that chole is a pasul chefza shel karbon. So maybe gozel is also a pasul chefza. Okay, we're going to keep this in mind and let us move on.
But you don't have to go that far in the Meiri.
No, as I said, the sukkah part of the Meiri is the radical addition to the more normal chefza understanding which you get from the Rambam and the Yerushalmi. If you stole a mobile home, would you light a menorah? So, if you, I think that has, that would be getting to very deep Hanukkah lumdus, because if you took this chefza approach, which we will show a lot of raya's for, then that would depend, that would go back the same Meiri shofar. Is the chefza the house, or is the chefza the candles and the house of the tanai? Now, I'll tell you, I know it's much more beautiful drush if you're giving it to our Torah to say the chefza is the house and the whole point of Chanukah is that it transforms your house. And I believe all that on a certain level of drush. The question on a level of lumdus, I also believe it's a possibility. But I believe the mainstream pshat lumdus is that it's a chefza of a candle. The tanai is to put it in your house without getting into the tremendous, even though, yesh la'ayin, because after all, if someone doesn't have a house, maybe they are, maybe they aren't potter from their Hanukkah, although that you get into a machlokas. It's not clear whether the roe is someone who's potter they don't have the house or someone whose wife's lighting for him. Okay, so you have to get into that lumdus if you take this approach.
Light outside anyway.
What?
You should light it outside anyway.
No, but outside is Tefach Sotel for Pesach. I'm still counting that as your house. Okay, so Yesh L'ayin, that's very, everyone can go home and give beautiful drushes about that. And with lumdus also, you have to get into the afkamina of someone who doesn't have a house, V'chuli. So I think that's great. Like that's really roy for like a Be'mincha L'mar of Drosha. It's a bias guzzle puzzle for, and again, it would have to be a mobile home, obviously, for Hanukkah, but we're not getting into it now. I just want to mention two shatim from the Achronim. The Achronim, two Achronim, get a little, once you get to the Achronim, Ein Sof, how many clever answers they can find to every question, right? But I'm just, like, two very, very mainstream Achronim, one of which is the Gra, Katz like a Rishon, because he's always very tush of shot, and the other is the Minchas Chinuch, who's just very famous, even though Rav Chaim thinks he's totally wrong. And I'm convinced by Rav Chaim, who am I to decide whether Rav Chaim's right or the Minchas Chinuch's right, but, you know, I've been very convinced by Rav Chaim. I'll just mention two other pshatim, and I think this is going to be significant. Number six, says the Gra. Says the Gra. He says, you know why you need the drosha? Based on the Orchas Chaim quoted by the Mechaber, the Binyan Tofer Shvem Test. Which is all the Nosa Galen point out is a Mefurish Rashi and Lamed of a Base. When we get there, we'll see it's a Mefurish Rashi and Lamed of a Base. What did the Orchas Chaim say? Mitzvah Bav Aveira is the only puzzle for the guy who did the Aveira. The Gazlan can't shake a lulav a guzzle. But someone else did no problem Mitzvah Bav Aveira. Now, what's the case of someone else? So, on the first day, someone else can't shake this lulav anyway because he doesn't belong to him. But... I mean, unless you have Yesh and Shini Rishas, in which case, according to most who shown, they would take it. So over here, we'll get to in a few minutes. But what about the second day? Shaul is kosher. What if you steal a lulav? Yeah, you look like an untrustworthy guy. You steal a lulav, and I borrow it from you on the second day. So am I, is it mitzvah bav avira for me or not? Right? According to the people who paskin mitzvah bav avira, which is how we paskin, at least Ashkenaz. So, what about the borrowing from the ganef? You're not Yotze, because you didn't an Avera. Am I Yotze? I borrowed it from you. I didn't do an Avera. Says the Mechaber, quoting the Orchas Chaim, who's really not quoting, but based on Rashi, says, if I didn't do the Avera, it's no problem for me. Mitzvah Avera is only if I did the Avera. Now, says the Gra, I have a great answer to Tosfos Kasha and Daf Tes. Says the Gra, Mitzvah Bav Avera, according to the Mechaber, according to the Orchas Chaim, And the Kolbo. All Orchas Chaims are also Kolbos. Okay, historians disagree. We know who wrote the Orchas Chaim. We don't know who wrote the Kolbo. The Kolbo is just a shorter version of Orchas Chaim. Historians disagree whether the Kolbo is a kitzur of the Orchas Chaim or the Orchas Chaim is a archava of the Kolbo, and whether they were written by the same author or by different authors. Okay, nobody knows. To the best of my knowledge, no historians know where the Kolbo came from. But in any case, the Orchas Chaim, so remember, the Kolbo is a kitzur. Whatever it's in, so I take it back, whatever the Kolbo is in the Orchas Chaim, whatever's in the Orchas Chaim, might or might not have made it into the Kolbo. This is in the Orchas Chaim and the Kolbo. And you know, the Orchas Chaim is quoted once in a blue moon by the Beis Yosef, by the Poskim and Shulchan Aruch. Kolbo is quoted very often by the Beis Yosef and by the Ramah and the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch. And it's really Rashi. So here we have Rashi, Orchas Chaim, Kolbo, Mechaber, says, Mitzvah Avera is only possible for the guy who did the Avera. After all, he's the ice mark. He's the hypocrite. I'm not a hypocrite. I just borrowed a lulav from, maybe I should have better friends. But I'm not a hypocrite to like borrow a lulav from a guy who stole it. What, do I have to go, check the provenance of every item I borrow? So, therefore it's kosher. So says the Gra, now it's very kosher. Why do you need l'cha? L'cha passes a sukkah zula. If it was only Mizrah Veira, sukkah zula would be possible for the Goslin. But it would be kosher for his friend. And what about, what about his kids? It would be kosher for his kids. They didn't steal it, right? They didn't steal it. That wouldn't be a problem. Or in the case we'll see in Daf Lamed Aleph, the Reish Galusa's Avadim stole a sukkah. Okay, in the end, it worked out for other reasons. But the Reish Galusa's Avadim stole, he didn't steal anything, right? And Minastam, it's not like he told his Avadim where you get wood for the sukkah, etc. You know how the Avodah were in those days. He probably told them, go, here's some money, buy wood, and they pocketed the money and stole some wood. Mitzvah Avera applies to the thief. It doesn't apply to the friends, even if they know it was stolen. It's not a Mitzvah Avera for them. They didn't do an Avera. Therefore, you need Lecha. Lecha teaches you a Sukkah Gzula's Pasul for everyone, not only for the thief, but even for Acherim. And therefore, you need the Chiddush of Lecha to Pasul for Acherim. And that is a very, very common case, you can imagine. Most people have other people in their sukkah, right? Everyone invites people to their sukkah. Forget about inviting people. Everyone has their kids in their sukkah. So if I steal a sukkah, mitzvah veirin's on that yotze. But my kids are yotze. So therefore, Lacha teaches, not only am I not Yotze, even my kids and my guests and my relatives aren't Yotze. And therefore, you need the Chiddush of Lacha, says the Gra. He says, Mitzvah Baba Veira is only a psul for the Ganef. But Lacha is a psul even for Achirim, because Lamaisa, it's Lamait Sukkah Gzula, and it's a Sukkah Gzula, no matter whether you stole it or you didn't steal it. Okay, I want to come back to this.
But Achar Yosh Achayim could use it.
What?
Would he say Achar Yosh can use it?
Achar Yosh Shin Rishos.
Right, yes.
Yeah. Only Achar Yosh Shin Rishos. Right?
What happened to the Kanas HaShavim?
We have the Kanas HaShavim, but I'm ignoring that for now, because we're going to get to that later. Okay. Pretend it doesn't exist for now. And trust me that we will. Okay, I just want to mention one other famous answer, which, like I said, I've been too convinced by Rav Chaim, but the very famous answer of the Minchas Chinuch. Says the Minchas Chinuch, he says, and this, obviously I've been fooled, because I'm so convinced by Rav Chaim that the Minchas Chinuch doesn't make any sense. Obviously, the Minchas Chinuch thought it made sense, and you know, he must have had a whole marach of svaris to back him up. But says the Minchas Chinuch, he says, there are some mitzvahs where there's only one issue. Did you do the mitzvah or not? Did you put on tefillin? Did you not put on tefillin? Right? Did you shake a lulav? Did you not shake a lulav? Did you eat matzah? Did you not eat a matzah? Then there are some mitzvahs where there are two issues. Like tzitzis. Did you do the mitzvah of tzitzis? Right? You had four corners, put tzitzis on them. Or you just didn't wear four corners. You were neutral. Or you were four corners without tzitzis, and you were mevatel the mitzvah of tzitzis. Right? There are like three levels in tzitzis. A guy could wear a toga without tzitzis, and he's violating the d'oraisa. A guy could just wear Western clothing without corners and be neutral and not doing a mitzvah and not violating a mitzvah. Or a guy could be wearing tzitzis like we do, and he's mekayim the mitzvah. It says Minchas Chinuch, same for sukkah. He says the same for sukkah. You could be eating in the sukkah. You could be eating a meal in the sukkah. You're mekayim the mitzvah. You could be eating potato chips outside the sukkah, and you're not violating the mitzvah. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah. You're neutral, right? Because you're not in the situation of relevance. Or you could eat a meal outside the sukkah, and then you're doing an aveira. Right? So there's aveira, neutral, and mitzvah. Obviously, we all try to do mitzvahs, right? But halacha is the same for tzitzis, right? We all wear our conference every day. But halachically, there's mitzvah, there's neutral, and there's aveira. If you didn't wear our conference every day, okay. By now, since everyone does it, maybe you'd be in violation of a minhag. But alpidin, right? There's, and the Chazal tell us that the Malach told Rav Katina that, you know, when you need extra protection in heaven, you better have done all the mitzvahs you could and not just been neutral. Okay, but alpidin, it's not an aveira to just walk around with regular Western clothing without tzitzis. That's just neutral. It's the same as eating potato chips all sukkahs long outside the sukkah. It's just neutral. We're not giving you Mafter Yonah. And not only are we not giving you Mafter Yonah, when you need extra Yeshua from Hashem, you know, you're in trouble. But it's not an aveira. Okay.
What does he do with the Gemara that somebody said doesn't put on tefillin, it's called posher?
That's tefillin, because tefillin, there aren't three levels.
No, but it's called posher, you sell the goof.
Yeah. If you don't put on tefillin, that's an aveira. But if you don't wear Arabic konfos, then you're not posher, you sell the goof on. He says tefillin is on this side of the river, and tzitzis and sukkah is on that side of the river. Tefillin and lulav's on this side of the river. Tzitzis and sukkah are on that side of the river. Says the Minchas Chinuch, he says, mitzvah haba aveira takes away the kiyum mitzvah, but it's not an aveira, right? It's ke'ilu lo achal klal. You don't get credit for eating the sukkah, but you don't get the aveira of eating outside the sukkah. However, he says, the chiddush of lecha is mechadesh that sukkah gzula is a sukkah psula. And you know, if you eat an apostle sukkah, that's an aveira. Let's say you eat an apostle sukkah. That's silsa, chamsa rumit silsa, or that's made of nisarim, lamanda amar v'chule. Then that's like eating in the house, right? And it is an aveira. That's what he says. He says you need lecha. Mitzvah aveira means you don't get credit but you're not doing an aveira. If you just alts mitzvah aveira, you wouldn't get credit for eating your sukkah, but it would be like not eating at all. You didn't do anything of significance. But it's not like you ate outside the sukkah. Lacha teaches you that if you eat in sukkah gzula, it's like eating outside the sukkah, and therefore that's a new chiddush. Okay, that's a... meaning, it's very reasonable if his assumption is right about sukkah. What's the assumption about sukkah? His assumption about sukkah is that, like, and this is what Reb Chaim disagrees. He says, eating outside of a sukkah is worse than not doing a mitzvah. Reb Chaim says, no, that's not true. He says, if you're not eating a meal, you're not eating a meal. If you're eating a meal, you are chayim to mekayim the mitzvah, and if you're not mekayim the mitzvah, then that's an aveira. Then that's a bitul asay. So, one second. So, let's say, is an aveira of a bitul asay. So, this is a fundamental machlokes. The Minchas Chinuch assumes that, let me just point out the limits. There's three dargas. There's kiyum asay, neutral, and bitul asay. Rab Chaim views it differently. Rab Chaim views it differently. How does Rab Chaim view it? Why does Rab Chaim disagree? It's quoted in the Rav. Rab Chaim says, no. There's two scenarios. There is lo achal, and then you're not in the parsha. But if you were achal pas, let's say, or some sudas keva, right? If you're achal sudas keva, lo achal pas, you're not in the parsha. But if you were achal pas, then you have a chiyuv gomor, just like tefillin and lulav. And if so, there's only two choices. Either kiyum asay or bitul asay. There's no neutral option once you eat bread. That's where Reb Chaim disagrees with this Minchas Chinuch. So the Minchas Chinuch assumes, right, the Minchas Chinuch assumes differently. The way the Minchas Chinuch would read it is this. The way the Minchas Chinuch would read the mitzvah of sukkah is, and this is confusing, is that there are three options. There is achal, pas, basukkah, which is a kiyum. There is lo kiyum, the lo bitel, and there is achal pas chutz l'sukkah, which is an aveira of a bitul asay. If you see, I know there's a very subtle point why Reb Chaim disagrees with the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch assumes there are really three dargers. You can be mekayim the asay by eating bread in the sukkah. You can be mevatel the asay by eating bread outside the sukkah. Or you can be neutral. And if it was only mitzvah b'aveir, you'd be neutral. You lose your bitul asay, but you didn't eat bread outside the sukkah. It's not a bitul asay. Reb Chaim says that's not how it works. It works, there are just two situations. If you don't eat the bread, you're not in the parsha. If you eat the bread, you're in the parsha. And once you're in the parsha, whoever's not mekayim the asay is doing an aveir of a bitul asay. If you don't eat, then you just don't have the tenai of being in the parsha. If you don't eat, you're like a woman. So a woman's not mechuyev in the first place. What? In a chanami. But it's not because there's like three ways you can relate to sukkah. It's because either you're in the parsha or not. But if you're in the parsha, there's only two ways you can be. You can be mekayim the asay or bitul asay. Meaning, for the Minchas Chinuch, the iser of eating outside the sukkah is a new madrega. For Reb Chaim, no. When you're chayim to eat in the sukkah, if you don't do the mitzvah, that's the iser.
But you brought this up before, and I don't know why the Minchas Chinuch brought this other chelak also. Meaning there's like two levels. There's like tefillin, which like it's a mitzvah chiyuvis or chavtah.
The mitzvah he has is mitzvah chiyuvis and mitzvah kiyumis as two different levels.
Yeah, but why?
Reb Chaim disagrees with that idea of two different levels.
No, I don't understand why. Why does he even need, like, what's that there for?
What?
Why is that there for? I thought the chiluk should be, is there a lacha? Is there, you have a pasuk that's being the mite from, you know, a particular situation or not? It doesn't really, I mean, I don't know why it matters. There's a kiyumis or chiyuvis.
Because the Minchas Chinuch wants to have this middle level. Let me just repeat Reb Chaim in different words, then we might have to discuss this afterwards. What Reb Chaim says is that sukkah is not a mitzvah kiyumis, and tzitzis is not a mitzvah kiyumis, and mezuzah is not a mitzvah kiyumis. It's not like a karban nedava, olas nedava. If you do it, it's a mitzvah, and if not, not. No. Tzitzis is a chiyuv gomer. Al tanai, you have arba kanfos. When you have arba kanfos, a chiyuv gomer. If you don't do it, you're an avarian. Sukkah is a chiyuv gomer. Al tanai, you're eating keva. If you're eating keva, it's a chiyuv gomer. If you don't do it, you're an avarian. And mezuzah is a chiyuv gomer. Al tanai, you have a house. So I think that's really the difference. The difference is that the Minchas Chinuch says sukkah is a mitzvah kiyumis, is an optional mitzvah. Sukkah is an optional mitzvah. And therefore, if you don't do it, it's not necessarily wrong. While Reb Chaim says, no, sukkah is not an optional mitzvah. Sukkah is a mitzvah chiyuvis al tenai she'achal achilas keva.
He does say if you don't do it, No,
he says,
when you eat bread.
He says, sukkah is a mitzvah kiyumis, plus there's also an iser of achilas keva chutz l'sukkah. That's what I mean. He says, there's two things. There's an optional mitzvah of eating in the sukkah, and there's an iser of eating outside the sukkah. If it was only mitzvah of avera, you haven't done the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah, but you haven't done the avera of eating outside the sukkah, so you're neutral. Says Reb Chaim, no, it's not an optional mitzvah plus also an aveira. No, it's al tanai. If you're not in the tanai, then you're like a woman or you're like a man on Pesach. You're not shaykh. If you're in the tanai, then it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. If you don't mekayim it, you're an avarian. And therefore, he denies even out mitzvah aveira, you'd be an avarian. Because whoever doesn't do their mitzvah is an avarian. Is there a practical
difference? Yes.
I'm sure if you're clever, you can come up with one, but I don't have one offhand.
Well, to what extent do they agree that you have the same chiyuv l'chapeset ha-mitzvah, or maybe not?
Right. So I don't think they're not discussing that. Although it could be, but they're not discussing that. It could be, but they're not discussing it. Okay, I'll leave this for now. Everyone can go home and, you know, try to be ma'ayin in this more. It was a side point here, but it's just important because it has to do with really the whole nature of this whole mitzvah kiyumis thing, right? Is sukkah and tzitzis also really a mitzvah kiyumis? It's an optional mitzvah? If it's an optional mitzvah, then what's so bad about eating outside the sukkah? That's a separate avera. If it's an optional mitzvah, what's so bad about wearing a toga without tzitzis? That's a separate avera. Or no, it's not an optional mitzvah. It's an obligatory mitzvah. Only in the Tanai, just like lulav is only obligatory if it's sukkahs, and lulav is only obligatory if you're a man. Likewise, sukkah is only obligatory if you're eating achilas keva, and tzitz is only obligatory if you're wearing arba kanfos. But once you're in the matzav, it's obligatory. And if you weren't mekayim it, you were automatically mevatel. There's no neutral ground. And that's why Reb Chaim rejects this minchas chinuch. Okay, let me go on for a moment. The Tosos de Maslam Mishon. Ask Tosos. First question, Tosafot Maslam Mishon. It says, Ulakachtim Lachem excludes Shaul and Gozel. Now we have the same obvious question. Why do you need Ulakachtim Lachem to exclude Gozel? Isn't it possible in this Mitzvah Aveira? So the Tosafot, yes. He doesn't ask, he implicitly asks. And his answer is, let's ask this next question. Why do you need lachem for lulav hagazel? Is an explicit gemara that's because of mitzvah b'aveira? Why do you need lachem? It's because of mitzvah b'aveira. Some of these answers would work, right? After all, if mitzvah b'aveira said it was only drabanan, then that would answer the question. You need lachem to be pasul d'oraisa. Or three of these answers would actually work. If that Gemara was Alibi the Shmuel who didn't hold Mitzvah of Aveira, right? Then it would work. That Gemara doesn't hold Mitzvah of Aveira, so they need Lachem. Or the Gross says, right? The Gross says, maybe you need Lachem, and I'm not saying for the Gross. The Gross says himself, you know why you need Lachem to pasel and a lulav gozel? To pasel for the other guy who didn't steal it. Because mitzvah aveira only passels for the guy who steals it. You need lachem to passel even the guy who didn't steal it. And then, of course, that would be against the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Then it would be possible the guy who didn't steal it. But Tosos gives a different answer. But Tosos, on Daf Lamed Aleph, what's his answer? His answer is, the Gemara didn't mean it. Right? Mishum sholit tzricha devalav lachem nafkalon gozom mishum mitzvah ba'aveira. He says, no, you don't. That Gemara is lav davka, right? You don't need mitzvah aveira. That Gemara is lav davka. And then Tosafot goes on and says the avgav dekrovei karban ksiv, even though the pasuk is by karban, who adin b'chol mitzvahs davi doraisa. That's it's a psul doraisa in all mitzvos. Okay, we had an argument, me and Yonatan or whoever it was, exactly how to read this line of the havi doraisa. Some people want to say that Tosafot means no, it doesn't mean mitzvah aveira is a psul doraisa. it means that it applies to all mitzvahs to Raisa, because later on he's going to say, some Amorim say it doesn't apply to mitzvahs to Rabbanim. I looked around, all the Achronim say, like I was saying at first, and I think it's true. Why is Tosfos bring this in here? I think Tosfos bring this in, what Tosfos trying to prove mitzvah of Avir applies to Lulav, that's the line of the Gemara he's going on. What's Tosfos trying to add by this line? He's trying to add that mitzvah of Avir is a psul dor Raisa, to show he disagrees with Tosfos and Daf Tes. Tosfos and Daf Tes would have had an easy answer to this question. Mitzvah of Avir is Drabanan. You need Lachem to pasul dor Raisa. So Tosfos and Ardaf is saying, no, mitzvah of Avir is a psul dor Raisa in all mitzvos. And therefore, I can't give that answer. I have to give a different answer. My answer is that Gemara is Lav Davka. But he only has to make that Gemara Lav Davka if mitzvah of Avir is a psul dor Raisa. Lu Yutur mitzvah of Avir is a psul dor Rabanan. He would have an easy way of explaining that Gemara. Okay.
Okay, so and how does he know? Can you move so go kama gari shagoz al social chitin v'tochla v'far v'hishem in chal the inzavar chol menaitz
that in the beginning of the night of a kama someone who stole wheat and made bread or dough at least bread and it was not fresh challah. Most mafarshim say we're talking about the mitzvah of fresh challah. Says he can't make the bracha that's menaitz and Tosfos understands from that it must be a psul dor raisa. Okay. Yeah, so I ain't exactly how Tosfos knew that was Psul dor Raisa, and that's why, okay, you want to go back, there are two ways to read the Havi dor Raisa. One way is that mitzvah of Avir is Psul dor Raisa. That works very well until now in Tosfos, because that's what makes this such a strong question. He has to go up with a new answer. But then how does he prove that from Chala? Where does it say it's Psul dor Raisa? Maybe it's Psul dor Rabbanan. You have to say that the Lashon of Inzem of Archel Menaitz proves it's dor Raisa, which is Dachuk. Or you could say it just means it applies to all mitzvahs, no raisa, in which case it's a good raya from challah, but then I'm not sure what it's doing here. Like, we already know it applies to lulav. From our Gemara, he doesn't need to quote Bava Kama. Okay, yesh la'ayin, what to do with those two words in Tosfos? You can go home and be ma'ayin and decide if you want to take my way or you want to take the other way. Maybe I'm not getting to that now. Okay, continuing. V'im tomar, l'kamen to v'slim l'lul shal shev sheloni da'achas shon d'mitla shiurei, tepegle m'shom mitzvah v'eira. V'suah ma'isharin l'avashir to Moshe. The Gemara later on says, why is Ashera, why is Lulav shel Shera shel Irani Dachas Pasol? Because Kitute Mechta Shirei. Since it needs Sreifa, therefore, it's considered, I'm not going to properly explain this going to all the deists now. We'll get to it. But let's just take one approach to it. Since it absolutely needs Sreifa, it's as if it's burnt, and therefore it doesn't have a Shir anymore. So Ketuta Mechtashir, the shear is pulverized, literally pulverized, right? And therefore, it's pasul. So he says, why don't you do the next shear? Just say it's Avera. What's a bigger Avera than a shear in Irani Dachas? Isn't that a tremendous Avera? And then he says, not only that, but the Gemara says, only a shear de Moshe is pasul, not a different kind of Ashera. Now, it's a big machlokes what a shear de Moshe means, but the main shear approach, a shear de Moshe means a Ashera that has to be burnt. Some Asheras have to be burnt. Some Asheras you can be mavata, nullify them and not burn them. So only an Asherah that has to be burnt is pasul, because the Ketut Demet L'Shirei. But otherwise an Asherah is fine. Why is an Asherah otherwise fine? What about, why is there mitzvah babavira by Asherah and Irani Dachas, Tosfos asks. Okay, so what's Tosfos' answer? Says Tosfos' answer, V'yesh lomar d'lo domi l'gezel d'mach zavir z'gezel ba ha-mitzvah sh'yotzei bo avol honi otu mach zavir sh'nas bo minafik bein. Right? The says, no, it's not like mitzvah aveira is only what's his yisod, machmas aveira ba ha-mitzvah. Machmas aveira ba ha-mitzvah. That's what mitzvah aveira means. The aveira led to the mitzvah. That makes sense. What's that so hypocritical? What's so evil and terrible and anti-religious when through doing the Avera led to the mitzvah. When you did an Avera in order to do a mitzvah, the Avera led to the mitzvah. That's terrible. But if the Avera is coincidental to the mitzvah, let's look at Irani Dachas. I'm not the guy from the Irani Dachas, right? I'm a regular guy who just happened to get a lulav. The people in the Irani Dachas worshiped idols. That's very sad for them. As a matter of fact, it was very sad for them, right? They became an Irani Dachas. But I didn't do anything wrong, and like, their avodah zarah had nothing to do with my mitzvah. It's not like because they worshipped, there was a town, and that town had lulavs in it, and they all, I don't know, sacrificed to Molech. You know, because they sacrificed to Molech, that's not how I got my lulav. I got my lulav. I bought it in the shuk. Their sacrifice to Molech was lomal of lomorid. It was, as mathematicians say, orthogonal to my mitzvah of lulav. Completely, it's coincidental.
So Tosfos says that's a mitzvah aveira. The fact that they worship Avodah Zarah is coincidental to my mitzvah lulav. There's no causal relationship. And likewise for the Asherah. The fact they worship the tree, you have to figure out exactly what the getter of a tree is. But everyone knows, like, I didn't get this lulav because they worship the tree. The tree grows the same whether they worship it or whether they don't. Right? Their Avodah Zarah has no effect on the flourishing of this tree. At least that's what I think. I don't know what they think. But I firmly believe the tree grows the same amount if they worship it and if they don't worship it. In which case, it had nothing to do with my mitzvah. Since there's no causal relationship, therefore there's no mitzvah of Avera. Making one. Okay. So, says Tosos, however, there's another Gersa. There is some interesting, the Gemara only discusses why Asher and Ir Nidach is puzzled twice. Once by Lulav, and once by Esrog. Okay, why do you think it doesn't discuss it by Hadassah and Arava? That's a very simple shot answer. Why would the Gemara not discuss it regarding Hadassah and Arava?
Because they don't smell.
No. Okay, sorry, I was just being too pushed. You guys are too smart. I mean, because they already discussed by Lulav. It's not a Lulav covers Hadassah and Arava. But Esrog is somehow a little different. So it's already striking that we're discussed it again by Esrog, right? At least there's some havamina to think we should reopen the issue by Esrog. And Tosos says, it's not only havamina. Some people have a girsa of one reason by Lulav, and I'm sure Hadassah and Arabos, and a different reason by Esrog. What do they say by Esrog? By Esrog they say mitzvah of Aveira. The girsa mishubeshi can't be because it's against my rule of machmas. Ella time shall mikhla shire. No, our girsa, our printed text, has by Esrog also mikhla shire. Now, why would that girsa? The writer in the Halachas Lulav doesn't say this, but first of all, who had that other girsa? Rabbeinu Chananu. By us, he had the girsa to do the mikhla shire, and later on by Esrog, he had the girsa of mitzvah v'aveira. Okay, that makes sense. Tosfos has girsos from Rabbeinu Chananu or from the school affiliate with Rabbeinu Chananu. The Ravid also had that girsa for Rabbeinu Chananu. Okay, why would they have to change their tune when it came to Esrog? What's wrong with Ketutei Mechta Shuri when it comes to Esrog? So it's actually interesting. The Ravid in the Chazal says there's nothing wrong. They just had another answer. But already it could be there's a good logic for Rabbeinu Chananu. Why can't you say Ketutei Mechta Shuri by Esrog? Because Esrog has no shear, right? Lulav has a shear. What's the shear? Four tefachim. That's what our Mishnah ends up meaning. Aravos have a shear, three tefachim. Adas have a shear, three tefachim. Esrog, there's no shear. It doesn't have to be any tefachim. It can be less than a tefach in Esrog. Esrog doesn't have any shear.
There's no minimum shear for
Esrog. Ah, so now you get very lundish. And I'm not going to analyze the lundish of the shear in here. But you see how there's no shear for an Esrog? Don't we know there's a shear for an Esrog? Everyone knows there's a shear for an Esrog. What's the shear for an Esrog? A kebetza. I mean, there's a machlokes. We take an Esrog that's a kebetza. Don't we know there's a shear of kebetza by Esrog? So Tosfos says, but it's not so pashut. Is kebetza a shear by Esrog, or is it? Here we're being lumpish, right? Again, if you're not a lamdan, what do you say? It has to be at least the size of a kebetza. That's called a shear, right? But if you're a lamdan, you're like, no. Sometimes it has to be a size for a shear. Why does the lulav have to be four tefachim? That's the shear. Why does Aravan and Hadassah have to be three tefachim? That's the shear. Why do you need a Revi'asiyayin for Kiddush? That's the shear. But what does the Gemara say? Why does it need to be a kebetza or kegos? Gemara pri, it's just an igloi milsa. It's a simon that it's ripe. It's a simon that it's a pri. How do you know when it's a boser and when it's a pri? When it's an unripe, I don't know if there's a word for it in English. There probably is. I'm just not a farmer, so I don't know. But when it's a bud. No, I mean, it's not. When it's whatever you call a pre-fruit and when it's a real fruit, the answer is igloi milsa. At a certain size, it's already a fruit. Until then, it's a potential fruit. Okay, so that's not a shear. That's just a simen bialman igloi milsa. So is there a shear for Esrog or not? And here you can have three opinions. Pashas of Rabbeinu Chananel is that. Is there a shear for Esrog? Okay. Is there a shear for Esrog? So, Pashas of Rabbeinu Chananel is no. There's no shear for Esrog. Why is there no shear for Esrog? Because he knows you need a kebetza. But he knows you need a kebetza. But a kebetza is not a shear. A kebetza is merely an igloi milsa that it's a pre. That's not the same as a shear. Again, from a non-lumdish perspective, it's the same. But they're showing up, we're lumdanim.
And they say just because it needs a certain minimal size or else it's pasul doesn't make that a shear. It could be because of a shear. It could be loy, most of something else. Right? What does Tosfos say? So you could have said, Pasha made a no shear. Or you could have said, Yesh lomar. Yes, you need a shear of a kibitza or a ke'egos. Right? There are actually two opinions. We're not familiar with both of them from everyday life. You need a shear. So what does Tosfos mean? Yesh lomar, you're seeing the commonness. He's the Eshel shear. My time is having the mitzvah of Avera. The girsa mishubeshes. That's the wrong girsa. Ela time is from the mitzvah shear. The Eshel nami boy shear. Ke'egos o kibitza. That's what Tosfos says. At first. Okay, so let's say it's not just a yesh lomar. I should give it a little more credence. It's at least Tosfos, right? Betchilas divreda. Right? Tosfos at first says yes. Kebetza or ke'egos the shear. But the afagav during the common time shouldn't blow our peira. Ah, but don't they say that the reason is not a shear? The reason is just like milsa that it's not a fruit, that it's not ripe. So esrog doesn't need a shear. It needs what looks like a shear to non-lum the size, but it doesn't actually conceptually need a shear. No, it still needs a shear. It needs a shear of, it still needs, it doesn't need a shear of ke'egos or kebetza. It needs a shear of, like this. What is that? Minkra likichasa, you notice taking it. Right? It needs a shear of, you notice taking it. How do we know? Because the Gemara says, how do we know preates hadar means an esrog? Maybe it means peppercorn. So the answer is, because a peppercorn is too small, you don't notice the taking it. You need to have a lakicha nikeras. So, Tosos says, Tosos, and the Maskana says, you do need a shear. These are the only three possible shitas, I think. Yes, you need a shear of lakicha nikeras. You need a shear of that has to be big enough to be a noticeable taking. And that's a shear. That's not a glamos of something. That's a shear. What is that? Every shear is chashivas. The shear of chashivas for this is not a certain number of tachim, is that it's noticeable. Okay, what could Rabbeinu Hananel say? Now again, just to be fair, Rabbeinu Hananel could say two things. He could theoretically say, and this is what the Raiva thinks in the Hilchos Lulav, he could think, you're right, Esrog needs a shear, he didn't mechle shear. They were just giving a second reason it's possible there. But the kashas of Rabbeinu Hananel, most Yishonim understand Rabbeinu Hananel, no. Rabbeinu Hananel held there was no shear. Kebetza is not a shear, because that's just like Milsa Vapri. And you know what? Lekicha Nikeres is also not a shear. Lekicha Nikeres is also not a shear. It's not a shear of Lekicha Nikeres. The Gemara never says it needs to be big enough to be noticeable. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that it can't mean pepper, because that wouldn't be noticeable. That doesn't mean there's a shear in the mitzvah. That just means that min hastam, it was talking about, that just means that, let me say it a little better, you don't have to say that's a shear in the esrog. You just have to say that's a igloi milsa of what's called lakicha. It's only called lakicha if it's noticeable. But that's not a shear in the esrog. It's not like the hadas has a shear. The arava has a shear. The lulav has a shear. The esrog doesn't have a shear. It's just only called the tikha if it looks like you're carrying something. You're holding something. And therefore, esrog is called the tikha. Pepper isn't called the tikha. And therefore, we know priyetz hadar means an esrog and not the only other viable possibility in that sugya, which was a pepper.
Why do you have to go on the shear? Why can't you hold from here not a chaser? It goes under chaser.
That what?
That it's chaser. It's not shear. It's chaser.
Why can't you say that it's ketuta mechta shire mitin chaser? That is a fascinating question. The answer might be, because if the psul of chaser is because it's not, oh no, the psul of chaser is probably not because of hadar, according to Tosfos, certainly because of lakicha tama. So why can't you say it's not a lakicha tama? So then the question would be, is lakicha tama physical or conceptual? So if you say lakicha tama, it's you conceptually need to a perfect lakicha, then you'd have a good point. But maybe, but you could say, no, the kicha tama just means you need to physically take what looks like a whole item. And therefore, as long as it's physically a whole item, that's good enough. Okay, but maybe we'll come back to that. Anyway, lemaisa, we have three possibilities about whether esrog has a shear. The pasuk in Chananel says esrog has no shear. There's no kedutei mechta shear. We need a different reason of mitzvah b'aveira. The Tosfos first says it has a shear, kebetza or ke'egos. Then he rejects that. Says that's not a shear, that's in Goy Milsa. Says it has a shear of Minkara Likichasa, which again is not so posh. You could say that's just an Igloy Milsa of what Pshat in the Pasuk is. The pasuk, when it says lekicha, obviously meant a noticeable lekicha, and therefore it must have meant a esrog. Because keep in mind, it's not a halacha. That's just parshanut. What the parshanut of the pasuk? Ah, we use mekra lekicha to figure out what the pasuk means. Okay, that's even also what the pasuk meant. That's not a din of a shear. Okay, but Tosus thinks it's a shear. Great. Now, let's come back to our girsa. Let's go back to Ashera Ve'ir Hanidachas. So far, we have three opinions. One opinion is Tosos. He says, it's all Kitute Mechta Shire, and it's not Mitzvah Baba Veira because it's not Machmas. Right? The Aveira didn't lead to the Mitzvah. It was coincidence. Okay, says the Rabbeinu Chananel, no, lulav is kitute mechtas, but esrog is mitzvah babaveira. Okay, why do they bring in mitzvah babaveira dafka by esrog? Why is esrog more of a mitzvah babaveira than lulav? After all, lulav, the aveira, didn't lead to the mitzvah. Esrog, the aveira, didn't lead to the mitzvah. Why is esrog more mitzvah babaveira than lulav? This is very mysterious in Rabbeinu Chananel. Why is esrog more mitzvah babaveira than lulav? So, what does the Ravid explain? Why is esrog mitzvah babaveira more than lulav? What made esrog so much worse? What does the Ravid say?
Because he's nene from the Ravid.
Because in lulav he didn't do an aveira. Right? If I pick up a lulav asherah, I'm not doing an aveira. If I pick up a lulav in idachas, I'm not doing an aveira. However, in esrog, I am doing an aveira. What aveira am I doing? Notice, lulav has no smell. Hadassim. Okay, it's an interesting question, but they certainly don't have as strong a smell, right? And aromas don't have a smell, right? Esrog has a very powerful smell, right? Esrog has a very powerful smell. And therefore, he says, esrog is more a problem with Zoravira. And forget about hadassim. Let's just compare it to lulav, because the word doesn't say hadassim. Lulav has no smell. Esrog has a smell. That's a dover burr. It's found in the Medrash. It's also found in the world. So esrog has a smell. So therefore, in esrog, you are doing an aveira. What aveira are you doing? You're smelling the esrog, right? So in esrog, you're doing the mitzvah through doing an aveira. The aveira wasn't before it led to the mitzvah, but you're doing a mitzvah while you're doing an aveira of smelling the esrog. Now, says the Ravid, what's the svara? The svara is that in lulav, you didn't do an aveira, but in esrog, you did aveira of hanoas reach. Okay, the Ritva actually has significant problem with this. Anyone ever learned the second paragraph of Psachim? No one here is in shear for the second paragraph of Psachim. Is it really an aveira in this case to smell the esrog? What? No, that's still an esrog. That's just not a chi of carbon. Yeah, EF Shervalo Kamachavim, right? The Gemara says in Sefer Berakah Psachim that if you smell something, if I'm walking down the street and I'm smelling incense that some Vietnamese guy is burning to his getchka, so is that usher? So the answer is, if I'm not miskavim, it's usher. Certainly, if I need to go down the street and I don't intend to smell, if I'm not miskavim, it's mutter. Certainly, if I need to go down the street and I'm not miskavim, it's mutter. Technically, even if I don't need to go down the street. According to the Ikra Din, if I'm not mistaken, it's mutter. Certainly, if I need to walk down the street and I'm not trying to smell it, it just happens accidentally, then it's mutter. So the Ritva has a big problem with this. He says, why is an aveira to smell the esrog? You need to pick up the esrog and you're not trying to smell it. And therefore he says, maybe it doesn't really mean it's an aveira, it just means a gzeira that you might intend to smell it. And he gets into a lot of trouble, but meaning this is very duchuk, this is very problematic because the Ritva's problem a little later on, but yes?
It's not really the esrog you're talking about, Hadar. Part of the dar is the smell that it has. So you're taking it because it has the smell.
But you don't have to smell it.
No, you don't have to, but you want it because of the
smell. Not to mention the fact that I have a bigger problem. No, you don't want it because of the smell. You want it because, indirectly, but you don't want it. You want it maybe because it has a nice smell, but you don't want to smell it. Not only that, can't you just put, like, nose plugs in? Right? Like, why is it puzzle? So just put nose plugs in. Like, you shouldn't use the lotion of puzzle. You should just say, you know, and you have to be careful. So, again, this Ravid is... What?
Also, isn't Ravid also in Kufa Din said that you can't use it, you know, that way on
go out of your way to smell the
Correct. Oh, well, that's actually not true Medina de Gemara. But
for within Rabbi Yochanan, I don't understand why would you give a spar for why can't you say that isn't the Mustaber that Kesusei Mechas is a stronger psul because it's Kamisha Eno, and therefore whenever you could
meaning he could have said Mitzvah Aver by Lulav also,
but
he just had a better
spar. But you can't apply that by Esther because of the Shita that doesn't need a shear. So you have to come up with Mitzvah.
Right. The problem is that that's not true because there's problem Ashira Demosha. Because in Lulav, only Ashira Demosha is possible. And Ashira that's not Demosha is Kasha. But if it's Mitzvah Aveira, all Ashiras would be possible. So I know we haven't gotten this one yet, but that's a technical problem. You could get out of it with tremendous difficulty in Dochak. Okay, so this is Rabbi Yochanan. Now, let's just go on for a second too. Is there another Pasuk? Is there another Girsa? Is there a third Girsa? Does anyone have the Girsa of Mitzvah of Aveira by Lulav and by Yesrog? So, does anyone have that Girsa? So, what does the Rambam say in Pirush Mishnayis about Lulav? What does the Rambam say in Pirush Mishnayis about Lulav? Mitzvah of Aveira Pasul, therefore... No, Rambam Pirush Mishnayis. Therefore, oh, where did they put in the Ozor Hador? Someone remind me? Before the riff, says the Rambam, listen to the Rambam, right? Mitzvah of Aveira ain't a mitzvah. Lefikach lulav ha-gozel v'shel ha-shirev shel ir nidachas posel. Well, that's pretty explicit, right? At lulav ha-shirev ir nidachas posel because of mitzvah of Aveira. Obviously, kol shekein, esrik shel ha-shirev ir nidachas and mitzvah of Aveira, right? Says the Rambam, here from Shlayas. HaMishnah, he says it's all mitzvah haba'a ba'avira. He says it's all mitzvah ba'avira. And we know there was such a girsa floating around. First of all, who says that the Rambam had this girsa in the Gemara? The Magid Mishnah. Because the Rambam leaves out a shared emotion, which we'll get to, the Magid Mishnah says the Rambam must have had the girsa of Mitzvah Aveira all over, and if you look in the Iter, which I didn't put on the Makoros, he says there are some people of the gears of Mitzvah Aveira in both places, and I don't like it. But this Girsa is not a crazy Girsa, right? The Magen Mishnah speculates it, and it's quoted in the Iter, right? The Magen Mishnah speculates that must have been the Rambam's Girsa, which it must have been from the Pirush HaMishnah, and the Iter says, I actually found copies of the Gemara that had that Girsa. I just don't think that's the right Girsa, personally, because I found copies more with our Girsa also. Okay, so he says it's Mitzvah of Aveira straight through. Now we have a problem. Problem is, what's the Mitzvah of Aveira? I didn't do any Aveira. At least in Esro, you could say I did an Aveira, right? I did an Aveira. You could, even if you wanted to squeeze the Esrog somehow, you could say either somehow I might do an Aveira, they're worried it's some sort of Xera, or you could say, no, Mamish, I did an Aveira. Maybe somehow the Raivit is some weird cheetah that, maybe he has a Cheshben at least, that our Sugya holds that Isser Hanaz Usser, even if you don't have Kavanah, against the accepted Pesach Halacha. Yeah, maybe somehow the Raivit has some Svari that it's really Usser to smell the Lulav, to smell the Esrog, even unintentionally. Let's grant him the possible such svara, right? It's not impossible to have such a svara. So if he has such a svara...
Why can't he say that he can't say Niftat Shiura? Because it's a chisar...
Okay, maybe...
Once you want to smell it, it's not already...
Okay, but he still has to explain why you can say Mitzvah Aveira. Unless you're saying what Ellie was saying, that they're both Mitzvah Aveira according to the Rabbi Nachmanol, but I don't think that's a good shot, because then Lulav She'eno Shal Moshe should have been possible. Okay, think about that.
Lulav is worthless, because you're going to burn it, it's worthless. But now the Esrog has value, so it's Lachem.
Okay, it's a Chiddush. Okay, what's Pshat in the Rambam? What's so bad about Lulav Shel Asher Shel Ir Hidachas? You didn't do anything wrong. Like, there's no Aveira that's connected to this mitzvah. At least in the Raivid, you know, it's not mamish that I did an Aveira that led to the mitzvah, but there is an Aveira that led to this mitzvah, right? Without smelling it, I couldn't have done the mitzvah. I was willing to smell it in order to do the mitzvah. I am doing an Aveira connected to this mitzvah. At least in the Raivid, I'm doing an Aveira connected to this mitzvah. I'm smelling it as part of the process of doing the mitzvah. But in the Rambam, There's no hanah from the lulav. Mitzvahs lav lihanos nitnu, remember. Right? What's the problem for the Rambam? What aveira did you do according to the Rambam? So, I don't know. I have a theory. You looted an ir hanidachas. What? So maybe what you're saying is the aveira is the bittel asay of shrifas ir hanidachas. That's what you're tying. For the Rambam, the aveira is the bittel asay of shrifas ir hanidachas. Since you didn't do shrifas ir hanidachas, therefore, Tosus thinks this is not called doing an aveira leading through mitzvah. And you think it is, yet by not burning an ir hanidachas, that is a bitla se aveira that led to the mitzvah. And likewise, by not burning an asherah. That's what you're tithing, right? Yeah,
that's yeah. Not the mitzvah on the burn, that's the mitzvah on the resident to do it. It's not on you.
Right, that's a good question. Where does it say that? It says, well, yid bab yachem u'minacherim, but the Gemara says that means an isra hana. I don't know what the Karaites say. Okay. Could you somehow squeeze in an aveira here? Avi wants to say, just physically holding something from an ir nidachas is an isur d'oraisa. What? Okay, an asherah also physically holding an asherah is a lav? I have a lot of trouble saying. We don't find this anywhere in any of the halachic codes of the Rishonim and Achronim, that physically holding it is a lav.
Not holding it, but...
keeping it. Taking it. Picking it up. I don't know, I haven't seen that's a lav. What?
You can't keep a little piece of
Buddha's
house. It's not allowed.
First of all, I'm not talking about an idol. An idol might be a separate problem. I'm talking about a Misham Shea Buddha's Zara. Okay, maybe you could say, okay, Avi wants to say, Avi, I want, fine, I want you to bring me Mekoros. Avi wants, is going to come back next time and bring Mekoros, that it's an Isser to be machzik, to hold onto, to take a Chepta from an Irani Dachas. It's not impossible, right? But that's not what Tosus assumes, etc. So what do you do with this? So Avi says that it's still within the rubric of Tosus. It's still you're doing an Aveira and doing a mitzvah. It's still within the rubric of Tosus. Just Tosus thinks it's not an Aveira to take something of an Irani Dachas, and the Rambam thinks it is. And Avi will come back next time with the Diuk and the Rambam to prove his point. Okay, but the Rav understands a little differently.
Is the Rambam a Shubha to test the Hagdara of Machmas
Avera? No. What might be the Rambam's Hagdara?
A Chepta Shel Avera.
Yeah, maybe, says Ellie. How many L's?
One.
Says Ellie. gotta be parallel. Says Ellie. No, the Rambam holds a new rubric. Meaning, the only Hagdara is Chetza. If the Chetza Shal Mitzvah is a Chetza Shal Aveira, then it's Mitzvah of Aveira. It has nothing to do with the Gavra. It has nothing to do with what you did. It's just, meaning Tosfos has to do with what you did. You had to do an Aveira that led to the Mitzvah. The Ragdoll says you have to do an Aveira when you're doing the Mitzvah. For Rabbeinu Chananel. But Tosfos says, no, it has nothing to do with you. It has to do, sorry, Rambam says, it has to do with the Chetza. At least Ellie's and my Rambam. This is other Romanists of the Rambam as well. Has to do with the Chefta Shel Aveira. Asher Nir Nidachas is a Chefta Shel Aveira. A Chefta Shel Aveira is, now I know we're going to need some work on this, but a Chefta Shel Aveira is Mitzvah of Aveira. After all, go back to Mavesim Gozel V'yasav Yisayach V'yasachole. What's Mavesim Gozel V'yasav Yisayach V'yasachole? It's saying that there's a Psul Chefta of Gozel. What's a Psul Chefta of Gozel? That guzzle is disgusting to Hashem. You can't bring it as a carbon. It doesn't say because you stole. It doesn't say you're a bad person. Now again, this may very well depend on, you know, which pasuk you emphasize more. Sone gezel ba'ola is more neutral. Is it talking more about the gavra? Is it talking more about the chefza? Hard to tell. But veisim guzzle is very chefza oriented. Like biseach and chola. No one did anything wrong with biseach and chola. It's just a disgusting chefza. So maybe it's disgusting chefza. Just like, now I know the, it's not going to be a complete parallel. Just like my korbanos, guzzles a chefza that's puzzle, to the mitzvah of Avera. Is a carbon of a vodazara puzzle? What about a carbon of that was a vodazara? Is that puzzle? Yeah, that's drushas, and Chazal make drushas, lohotis a nevin, lohotis a muktzen, etc. Right? That's also disgusting. So like I was saying, lulav, a stolen chefza is disgusting, whether you stole it or not. Maybe. Unlike the Machaber. and we'll see, and a Avodah Zarah Lulav is discussing whether you were so Avodah Zarah or whether you didn't have Avodah or not. It has nothing to do with your Avodah, just to do with the Chefta. Maybe the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos at least is saying, and maybe the Mishnah Torah also, that this is purely a din of Chefta and has nothing to do with the Rishus HaGavra. It's not about the Gavra being bad. It's about the Chefta being bad. Right? And therefore, Asher Nirani Dachas is a terrible Avodah Chefta. It's just as bad a Chefta as Gozel. And it has nothing to do with whether you're a good person or a bad person. It has to do with whether it's a good Chefta or a bad Chefta. If so, then the Rambam has a very mechudish. Then let's get back to the. We're not going to be able to finish. I don't know how much we'll finish this chart today. But says Tosfos, the Geder is Machmas Aveira Bahamitzvah. Says the Rambam, the Geder is Chefta. Says the Rambam, the Geder is Chefta. Okay, we'll come back to the Meiri. The reason why I'm not saying the Meiri and the Rishami hold like the Rambam is because there are really a lot of Shitas who hold that you need both. But the Rambam says it's purely a din that says pure a din in the Chefta. If this is Pshat in the Rambam, it's purely a din in the Chefta, then there's a lot of Rambams we're going to have to explain, not all today. But I think that Chiddush of the Rambam that is purely a din in the Chefta would explain a few things. First of all, remember what the Rambam said about yes. First of all, notice what the Rambam said about shofar, right? The Rambam said about shofar that if you stole a shofar, it's not a problem because the coal's not gezel, the shofar is. It's not a cheftz of gezel. So if it's not the cheftz, it's not a problem. Likewise, what do you shalmi? Okay, well, maybe we'll come back to you shalmi. Okay, the one very strange Rambam, the very strange Rambam about Menachos Unasachin. The Rambam Yisroel Mizbeach Perek HaElach HaTes says, what does the Rambam say? Someone who brings Menachos and Nesachin. Right, we'll come back to what he says about Ola. And it's going to be difficult. And let me just make clear expectations here. There's a lot of difficult Rambams in the Sugya Mitzvah of Avera. And they're very difficult to explain them all, and especially difficult to explain them all simultaneously. You know, so we're going to try to do the best we can. Don't expect Eretz HaChadashah V'Shamayim HaChadashim necessarily. Or if you do, then be prepared to do half the work. Says Rambam, Ein Meviyim Menachos Unasachin Lo Min HaTevel V'Lo Min HaChadash Kadam LaOmer V'Lo Min HaMeduma V'Ein Tzarich Lo Min Orla Klai HaKerem. You can't bring Menachos Unasachin from Treif. Tevel, Chadash, Meduma, Orla Klai HaKerem. Neshi Mitzvah Baba Avira Shekadosh Baruch Hu Sona. Because a mitzvah Avira that Hashem hates. And if you brought them, then they're not worried the carbon, but they're kadosh, they become like kadshim psulim. Okay, it's a carbon puzzle. Says the Rambam, it's actually fascinating. I think this is the only place the Rambam quotes the words mitzvah bava veira in the Mishnah Torah. Is that true? Anyone do a search? That by bringing treif menachos unesachim, treif minchas and treif yai into the mizbeach, then it's mitzvah bava veira. This is a very challenging Rambam. Why is it a very challenging Rambam? For two reasons. Number one, because why does the Gemara say these are puzzle? Anyone? No, a little cutscene? The Gemara admits these are puzzle. Why does the Gemara say they're puzzle? Why does the Gemara say they're puzzle? Can be Mashke Yisrael. The Pasuk in Yechezkel says be Mashke Yisrael. Mashke Yisrael means, you know, the Pshuta Shal Mikra Yisrael, I think, is probably just referring to Eretz Yisrael. But the drasha that pasuk is Mashke Yisrael, that which is the drink of the Jews. Meaning, that which is a kosher drink for Jews. You can't bring it from goyish, non-kosher food, only from kosher food. So the gzeres akasiv, you need kosher food. Right? Mashke Yisrael, that's referring to menachos and nesachim, meaning animals. Mela, we know only kosher animals from many places are acceptable as karbanos. How do we know that the vegetarian karbanos also have to be kosher? Mashke Yisrael. So it's a little funny that the Gemara darshes from Mashke Yisrael, and the Rambam says mitzvah of Avera. The Gemara says Mashke Yisrael doesn't say mitzvah of Avera. The Rambam says mitzvah of Avera doesn't say Mashke Yisrael. What would you and I have said? What do you think Tosfos would have said? Tosfos would have said that this is not mitzvah of Avera. What Avera did you do? What Avera did I do? I bring, you know, Tevel, I bring Meduma, I bring Arlen Kleikerm as a carbon. I haven't done any Avera. What Avera have I done? What Avera have I done? I didn't eat it. What Avera have I done? It's not an Avera at all. It's not Mitzvah Avera. The only reason it's Pasul is because it's Xeris Agasa of a Mashke Yisrael. That's what I would have thought. So how do you... You didn't do an Avera. I mean, the Gavra didn't do an Avera. Basically, this is a similar problem to Asher Nir Nidachas. I didn't do an Avera. Could be someone else did an Avera. It's Klaya Kerem. Someone planted it. They did an Avera. But I didn't do an Avera. And in Orla, no one did an Avera. I plant the tree. It's a mitzvah to plant a tree in Eretz Yisrael, according to Chassam Sofer. It's at least a nice thing. I plant the tree. It's grown for 2 years and has a fruit. Okay. Who did any Avera? I would have thought to bring it to the carbon. Come on, well, don't bring it to the carbon because it's Xeris because of Mashke Yisrael. But why is it mitzvah above Avera? So here we have, I'm sorry, Cheskian, I need your help. Here we have a parallel problem. It doesn't seem to be that anyone did an Avera here. No one did an Avera. So what's Morty saying with his quizzical?
This is the worst case because the actual bringing is the Avera because you have a chazur to tell you not to do it, Mashke Yisrael. And so here you're doing an Easter as you're bringing it. As you're doing the mitzvah, you're doing the Easter.
Ah, what you're saying is the Avera is bringing a pasul carbon. The Avera is bringing a pasul carbon. Okay, that's what Morty wants to say. I was hoping you wouldn't say that. But the Avera is bringing a pasul carbon. Why do I not like this shot? Because first of all, then why doesn't it say every pasul carbon is mitzvah of Avera? Well, according to you, every single pasul carbon is mitzvah of Avera because the Avera bring the pasul carbon. It's a little circular, right? Once it's pasul for another reason, it's also mitzvah of Avera. So if I bring Habal Mum, it's mitzvah of Avera. If I bring Trefa, it's mitzvah of Avera. If I bring... But we never find that every pasul carbon is called mitzvah of Avera in the Rambam. So according to you, it's strange. Everything pasul should be mitzvah of Avera. Not to mention, in fact, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says you shouldn't bring it mipnei shi mitzvah of Avera. According to you, you shouldn't bring it because it's pasul. And once I bring it after it's pasul, it's also mitzvah of Avera. Then the Rambam says you shouldn't bring it because of mitzvah of Avera. He didn't say it's pasul and then all afterwards becomes mitzvah of Avera.
All those cases you brought are pasul because of a physical problem in them beforehand. There's nothing wrong with your beforehand. It's the only bringing it. You should have known beforehand. If something is a baal mum, it's not even roi to come.
I don't understand. Isn't it mitzvah of Avera to bring a baal mum? Because Hashem told me not to bring a baal mum.
It's a baal mum already from before. Here, there's not a
here, this is Arla from before.
Arla in itself is not, there's nothing physically wrong with it.
Okay, I'm not sure I see why it makes a difference if it's physically wrong or not. You're obviously intending something, but it's not coming through to me. Let me just...
Why can't you make a distinction between korbanos and ma'aseh mitzvah?
Maybe I can, but give me a second here. Here we have two cases of mitzvah baba avera where the gavra seemingly did no avera. It's very strange. It's almost mitzvah avera without doing an avera. One case is lulav shel ashera veshel ir hanidachas lefi girsas Rambam, at least in the Perusha Mishnah, and quite the Magen Mishnah says also in the Mishnah Torah, right? The Girsas Rambam bin Mishnah Torah, Lefi Magen Mishnah, the Rambam didn't explicitly say anything in the Mishnah Torah, that seems to daik. The Girsa Huva Be'iter, Be'sefer Iter. Okay, that's strange. If you didn't do an Avera, why is it so Avera? You didn't do anything wrong. You're not a bad person. So, what are the two drachim? Either, you have to say, what did Avi say? Nope. He really did an Avera. He did an Avera, and we'll find one. Avi's still going to find a mucker that he did an Avera. Or you could say, says Eli, nope, that we don't care about the Gavra. Mitzvah Bavera depends on the Chefza, not the Gavra. Second case is it coincidentally or not that it's also in the Rambam, right? Second case is the Rambam by Menachos Unesachim, right? that I'm not sure where the Gavra did an Aveira here. Where did the Gavra do an Aveira? After all, he didn't do an Aveira. And Morty, you can try again, but I didn't come through to me yet. So the Gavra didn't do an Aveira. It's treif. It would be an Aveira to eat, but why is it an Aveira to bring? And don't say it's an Aveira to bring because it's puzzle, because then he should have said why it's puzzle. He shouldn't have just skipped to it's an Aveira to bring because it's puzzle. So where's the Aveira? So there are two drachim here. One derech is the Mishloh Melech. Says the Mishloh Melech. He says, you know what the Aveira is? The Aveira is Isurei Hana'ah, says the Mishloh Melech here. He says, Nira detaima lefisha asurin behana'ah. It's like Esrog, your nene b'havasam. What about the rule of mitzvos? Lovely hanos nitnu. So he doesn't say, but how can you touch up a little? Mitzvos lovely hanos nitnu, but maybe karbanos are considered hana'ah. A mitzvah is not considered doing hana'ah, but maybe a karban is considered hana'ah. Because when you're bringing a karban, that's more hana'ah than doing a mitzvah. Maybe. No? You're not convinced. Avi?
Can we just say that by Menachos and Nesachim, there's a closer connection to Mitzvah Lever? Argomar has that as a mushal, but if you open on the honor of Mishim, that's the mushal that we're talking about.
Okay. But you still have to explain why it's Mitzvah Lever.
Because of the mushal that you're bringing into Gosh Baruch. This is disgusting. I mean, it's not...
Okay. So hold the thought, because I think, says the Mishal Melech that... He did an Aveira of Hana'ah me Isurei Hana'ah. Okay, what's the problem with this Mishloh Melech? The problem is there are two dochic things about this Mishloh Melech. Number one, what about Mitzvah's Lav Lihanos Nehu? He doesn't say, like, he conveniently ignores that. One second, I take it back. He doesn't ignore it. He says, but Tosos writes that Mitzvah Slav Lihanos Nitnu, and it's not an issue. But he doesn't explain why he thinks it is an issue.
Right. No, I'm saying, but that's a rule that you're not able to get, that when you use it for the mitzvah, then that's going to be enough. That's not enough for like certain enough purposes. But here you have a fee of bringing the stuff and the duffels along with your carbon, and therefore you're saving money when you use it.
Hold on. Who says that it's a chiyuv? Maybe it's a nedava. You're making a kenta, right?
Even if it's in the double.
And I take it back. What if you have a chiyuv to blow shofar? It's still saying mitzvah lehanos nitnu.
No. You're saving money. That's the point that I'm trying to say.
Saving money. Okay, but maybe it's in a double.
Even in a double, you're saving money.
How is? You
have a chiyuv that you fulfill.
But every mitzvah you're saving money because you would have otherwise had to spend money to fulfill the chiyuv.
No, but here you have to donate it. You have to give it up.
You're saying mitzvos lovely honos nitnu when you're using something. But when you're using it up, when you're consuming it, mitzvos lehanos nitnu.
If you're saving money
with
that.
Clever. Meaning, if I'm just saving the rental fee, that's lovely honos nitnu. I blow a shofar of Isra Anah, and otherwise I would have had to pay rental fee. That's lovely honos nitnu. Levi said, I can use up the shofar. But when I actually burn the whole thing, that's considered saving, not just the rental fee. Saving the whole expense. That's lehanos nitnu. Okay, Efshar. But what are the two dochic things? Right? What is the sort of double dochak? The double dochak is one, mitzvos lav lehanos nitnu. That's a pretty big klal, and he has to deal with it. Maybe he thinks karbonos are different, although he has to explain why. Chesky is a nice bar. Mitzvos lav, using a mitzvah is not hana. Because you're just using it. You're not consuming it. But when you consume the whole thing, that's already hana. When you're if I use a shofar shall Isser Hana'ah. Okay, you know what? I would have had to give someone $1 to rent their shofar or ask them nicely. That's not Hana'ah. But if I actually burn the whole thing up, I would have had to buy it in the shuk. That's Hana'ah. Could be, but it's a chiddush. The other chiddush is, as I think Joel pointed out, is that he has to say that Myri Rak on Arla. Oh, Klai HaKerem. He has stated the Rambam's Mitzvah Aveira is not talking about Tevel and Meduma and Chadosh. And that's what he says. He says, when the Rambam said Mitzvah Aveira, he only meant Arla and Klai HaKerem. He didn't mean all of them. Okay, that's a big fiddish. He has the way he parses the Rambam is, Ein v'yim menachos v'nusachim lom na tevel lom na chadosh kod lom lom na meduma, for other reasons. V'ein tzarich lomar ba'orlo klayer kerem mishteishu mitzvah aveira. That only the arlo klayer kerem are mitzvah aveira. The other things are not mitzvah aveira. Okay, that's also not the simplest shot in the Rambam. If you look in the Netziv that I put in brackets, he really works hard to find the gavra doing an aveira in Chadash, and the gavra doing an aveira in Tevel, and the gavra doing an aveira in Meduma also. He says, no, by Meduma and Tevel, you're doing the aveira of Ibud Truma and Ibud Tevel, or at least Hanoshal Kili and Tevel. It's an aveira to waste Truma, and it's an aveira to use up Tevel. And by Chadash, you're doing the aveira of... You must have harvested the chadash before the omer, and you did that aveira back then. So he tries to like get out of this and find. So lamaisa, I don't deny if you really want to work hard and make a lot of assumptions, you can find the gavra doing an aveira. But there's another option. The other option, and this is how the Rav understood the Rambam. The other option is that no, mitzvah bav aveira depends on the cheftza. Not the gavra. It doesn't matter if you did an aveira or not. It matters if the chefta is a chefta shel aveira or not. And here it gets a little subtle, I think you have to add. How do you know what chefta of aveira is really a chefta shel aveira, what chefta is not a real chefta shel aveira? After all, every chefta might have some, like this is not like irini dachas, like someone, like some terrible sharuria happened, or ashera, you know, there's like arla, like people plant trees and there's arla. Like, how do you know what's a real chefta shel aveira that's disgusting and what isn't? So I think maybe you could kill two birds with one stone, and you could say, no, the Rambam agrees with Mashgi Yisrael. He knows there's a drasha Mashgi Yisrael. Mashgi Yisrael tells us that this kind of chetz shel aveira is b'chlal mitzvah of aveira. We wouldn't have known how broadly to define chetz shel aveira. After all, it's not like the end of the world that Arla grows, or Arla's supposed to grow. It's not at the end of the world that Klai Kerem grows, you know, like someone made a little mistake, you know, but it's not the end of the world, there's Tevel. There's supposed to be Tevel, and then you're supposed to be Afresh. So how do you know that this is the Chefta Shel Aveira that's Puzzle? Maybe Mashgi Yisrael tells us this is also a Chefta Shel Aveira that's Puzzle. So we wouldn't have known that on our own, and maybe you could say that you kill two birds with one stone. On the one hand, what are the two birds? The Gemara says we Mashgi Yisrael. How come the Rambam ignores that? On the other hand, how does the Rambam know that this chefza, which is not like evil, it's not like Arla is evil, like Arla is part of the natural process of the world. How does he know that since Arla is an Isser, this is a chefza shal aveira, that's b'chlal mitzvah aveira, kill two birds with one stone. Mashgi Yisrael teaches us what's b'chlal mitzvah aveira and what isn't. Mashgi Yisrael teaches us that treif, vegetation, right, the treif, tzomeach, right, vegetables, produce, treif produce is included in mitzvah bava avira, right? We wouldn't have known that on our own. You know, it's not like Hashem hates Arla the way he hates Gezel or the way he hates Asher and Irani Dachas. It's not like this thing was totally beyond all boundaries of acceptable Jewish behavior. No, even Arla happens. If you want to get kosher fruit, you have to get Arla first. So we might have thought that's not a chefza shel aveira, that's just a chefza that, you know, you're not supposed to eat. Hamashlo Mashgi Yisrael know that this is also a disgusting chefza that Hashem hates in the Mikdash. And outside the Mikdash.
Doesn't that come out then very similar to what you were saying before, that it's a mitzvah of aveira because the pasuk teaches you that it's possible to bring it, and only because of that. Now,
yeah, it's similar. I was trying to actually get him to say this, although I don't think I succeeded. But if this one already meant, then I'm on board. Okay, so it could be then the Rambam has a very fascinating hagdara of mitzvah aveira, that mitzvah aveira has nothing to do with the gavra, has to do with the chefta. Now, let me just point out one other thing. What about the machlokas between the machaber and the Magen Avraham? Which machlokas, machaber and Magen Avraham? What about if lulav hagazel for achirim who didn't steal it? Is there a psul or not? So what does the machaber say? Machaber al pi orchas chayim and Rashi says kosher. The Magen Avraham paskins against al pi the milchamos. He has a diuk in the milchamos, which we'll get a chance to see here soon. He says, Pashal Mishom Mitzvah HaBavavira. Okay, What's the yisod of this machlokas between the Mechaber and the Magen Avraham? The Mechaber says you didn't do an Aveira. Why should it be possible for you? You didn't do an Aveira. Right? Again, who's the shady guy? Dorfman. Dorfman stole a lulav. Okay, and I borrowed from him on the second day when Shaul was kosher. And I used the lulav. My Mechaber says, sure, Miltzai, I didn't do anything wrong. Dorfman did something wrong. I didn't. He's a Rasha. I'm a Tzaddik. The Magen Avraham says, no, it's still possible. Why does the Magen Avraham think it's still possible, right? So, there are two ways to understand the Magen Avraham. One way to understand the Magen Avraham is what the Aruch HaShulchan says. The Aruch HaShulchan says, you know what the Magen Avraham holds? He holds that if you borrow a stolen item, you're also doing an Aveira. It's usher to be nana from a stolen item. It's usher even to borrow a stolen item. If you borrow a stolen item, you're a thief. That's a big chiddush. Obviously, if you don't know, it's not your fault for being a thief. You're a thief ba'ones. You don't get punished in Shemayim. But if you borrow a stolen item, you're a thief. Okay, that's a big chiddush. Is that true? That if you borrow a stolen... Maybe they're just arguing about who's a thief. The Mechaber thinks a thief's a thief, and if you're not a thief, you're not. Magen Avraham says, no, even if you borrow a stolen item, you're a thief. Why? Because you're not, at least before Yeish, right? At least before Yeish, let's say, maybe even after, because you're still using it without the owner's permission, right? If you're using it without the owner's permission, then you're a thief. Maybe that's their machlokas. Is someone who borrows a stolen item a thief? The sort of the machlokas could be like this. Maybe we'll have a chance to get back to it. It's clear in the Rambam that if you buy a stolen item, you're a thief. It's clear in the Gemara that if you eat a stolen item, you're doing an Aveira. Okay, it doesn't say explicitly thief, but it says you're doing an Aveira. Right? So the question is this. The Magen Mechaber would say, yeah, if I buy a stolen item, then I am making it irretrievable. Because now he can't get it back. If I eat a stolen item, I'm making it irretrievable. Of course, making a stolen item irretrievable is an Aveira because I've hurt the Bailam. I've hurt the victim. But borrowing a stolen item, does that hurt the victim? If he steals something and I borrow it, does it hurt you? No. If I buy it, it would hurt you. I'd be cone it. I'd take it far away. You'd never get it back. If I ate it, it would hurt you. If I borrow it, I'm borrowing, giving back to you. It doesn't bother you. It doesn't hurt you at all. He hurt you by taking away from you. By borrowing it, I haven't hurt you. So the Mechaber says, not a favor. The Magen Avraham says, I don't care if it hurts you or not. If I am using something without permission, that is an Aveira. Since I'm using without permission, that's an Aveira. Okay, that's one of the many ways you can analyze this machlokas.
There are a lot of Torah institutions that get money from matvanim, let's say, who are Shomer Shabbos, and maybe other things too. So, the Torah, does you have to check out where all the money comes from?
So, there it's a little trickier. Maybe we'll come back to that in the second part of our shiur, which is going to be in about an hour and a half from now. When we get to today's shiur. The truth is, this is such a fascinating machlokas that I should really spend 2 hours just on this machlokas, which is not even the point I wanted to make. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, you're also a thief if you borrow from a thief. So now you're asking, what about taking donations from ill-gotten gains? You know, it's actually
ill-gotten, not only ben al-Machaber, but on the Malkom.
Yeah, it's actually interesting. I know of a certain case. I think this is not public knowledge. Where a certain school that we probably have all heard of was offered a tremendous donation to build an entirely new building or wing or, you know, some very, very serious construction project by someone who is connected to someone who's connected to that school. And this person was a celebrity, an American celebrity, who stood for the opposite of anything that you would ever believe in. And matter of fact, the opposite of anything that, like, anyone who, like, you know, would, you know, be in Leave It to Beaver, whatever believe in. Etc. And the Rosh Hashiva said, I don't care, we won't build another wing. I'm not taking money from someone who stands in the opposite of what we believe in. Like, that's just not what we believe in. Okay, not all Jewish institutions work exactly that way.
That's how it is.
Right. So I think the answer, the simple shot answer, although maybe we'll come back to it a little, the simple shot answer is that, you know, even the halachic answer is that really that's not usher for the simple reason that the money they're giving you, you know what? It's not so pashut here. Let me look into it a little more. Okay, because this is very interesting. Look, what makes this complicated is that the money they're giving you is not the money that they stole or made on Shabbos, et cetera, right? They're writing you a check from their bank account, and meanwhile, they spent the money in this, they invested in that, and they got it back from this. That money is misgalgel, went through a few gulgulim till then. So is that still mitzvah of Abba Veira or not? If it went through many gulgulim. Meaning it's an indirect causation, right? It's an indirect causation. It's not like they stole this money or made this money in Shabbos and handed it to you in a pile of a wad of bills. It's that this is how they made their money, and then they put it in the bank, and then they made an investment, and then they did this business, and in the end they have money because of this, but it went through many gulgulim. And then the question is, how direct or indirect does this link have to be? Because in the davar sof, everything probably came from some avera somewhere down the line, because that's the nature of, you know, of humanity. So really, I'll be strict in, it's probably mutter, because it's indirect. However, you know, yesh ladon, and maybe we'll come back to that.
It's the same question during Shemitah about money. Most of the money goes through the shooks and they this and you have it's exactly the same thing.
Right, although there's more of a technical issue. Okay, let us just point out the Ur HaShulchan says that, and then what's the machlokus between the Mechaber and the Magen Avraham? The machlokus is it an avir to borrow a stolen object or is it not an avir to borrow a stolen object? Very fascinating machlokus, which again I think is based on whether the problem is hurting the victim or benefiting without permission. Which is really the most fundamental hakira. Okay, al regel achas, I'll teach you the 7th, 9th, and 10th prakim of Bava Kama in one hakira, in my very humble opinion, but I really think this hakira underlies the entire 7th, 9th, and 10th prakim of Bava Kama. The biggest hakira in the world is, what is the yesod of the Isser of Gzela? Is it that I enriched myself without permission, or that I hurt the victim? Right, so is it basically a nezik of hurting the victim? But the tzura of this nezek that makes it different from other nezek is that I took something instead of breaking it. But it's a type of nezek, one of the opposite of zikin. Or no, what's wrong with Gezel is I enriched myself without permission. That I took something that I didn't deserve. So that's very fascinating. Is the ikar of Gezel taking what I don't deserve or making you suffer a loss? Obviously it's both. But I really think every hakira in the entire 7th, 9th, and 10th brachim depends on a hakira that depends on a hakira that depends on this hakira. Okay, but enough said for now. Forget about the Goslin. I've never been Goslin. I don't need Chakiris because I would never steal. But what if I, you know, in Washington Heights, remember there were these like trucks that sold clothing for like $2, whatever, you know what I'm talking about. What about those guys, right? So there are some people who would buy from those trucks, some people wouldn't buy from these trucks, right? They really shoot Bucker one. But what about buying, so is the problem, what? Okay, yeah, I know. Is the problem, I'm not getting into halachas in that case. Is the problem with buying from, with participating in theft, that I'm helping to hurt the victim? Or is the problem that I'm benefiting without permission? So again, this guy who borrows it is using without, he's not benefiting, it's not handah, but he's using it because mitzvah of the hutz, he's using it without permission. But he's not hurting anyone, right? I'm not hurting you, right? Yehuda is not crying anymore because I borrowed the stolen lula from Yonatan than beforehand. And it's not like Yonatan's going to steal more because I borrowed it from him. Right? I'm not hurting anyone. But on the other hand, I am benefiting illegally. Right? So, the Magen Avraham thinks it's a Aveira. And the Mechaber thinks it's not an Aveira. And they're just arguing out what's an Aveira and what isn't. But the other option is, right? And this is how the Rav understood him. Is that the... No. That the simple shot is, actually, you know, I don't remember if the Rav specifically said this. I think he did, but the other option is, I'll have to double check, is that like this shot in the Rambam, that mitzvah bava veira depends on the cheftza, not the gavra. There's no denying it's the cheftza of Gozel, right? He stole it and lent it to me. It's not like he stole it in Yeyash and Shinu, Rishel and Shinu, Hashem and Shinu, Maisad ended the Gzeila. It's still a Chefza Gozel, right? It's still a Chefza Gozel. It still needs to be Heshiv is a Gzeila Shir Gozel. It's still crying out that it goes up to Hashem and says, hello, Hashem, I am Gozel. It's a Chefza Gozel. I didn't do anything wrong, but it's a Chefza Gozel. If the soul is a Chefza, then the Magen Avraham makes a lot of sense. Then the Magen Avraham makes a lot of sense. So it could be that we have three places where it doesn't seem like anyone did an Avera. No, sorry, it doesn't seem like I did an Avera, and it's still Mitzvah Avera. One, all minority Shitas. Asher and Yeridach is according to one minority Girsa, Menachos and Nusachim according to one straight, unique Rambam, and the Magen Avraham, who has a Diyuk. The Diyuk's not Mochrach, Lani Yastati. But the Magen Avraham has a Diyuk from the Rambam, which may or may not be Mochrach, the Magen Avraham, about borrowing a stolen object. Yet all three of these cases, if you want, you could turn them into a Gavra doing an Avera. But it could very well be that there is a minority shita out there in Mitzvah Aveira that it's not a din in the Gavra at all. It has nothing to do with you being good or you being bad. It has nothing to do with Hashem judging you. It's purely a din in the Chefza. Just like Viseach V'chola is a din in the Chefza. It's not Rishos. It's not like if I have a lame animal, something terrible happened. No, it's just not the kind of animal that Hashem wants because there's something disgusting about it. Likewise, Guzzle, there's something disgusting about. Likewise, Asher Avinu Dachas, there's something disgusting about. Likewise, at least once I learned from Imash Yisrael, Treif, there's something disgusting about. I might not have thought Treif was so disgusting. I might have thought it's just better not to eat. But now I see it's really disgusting from Imash Yisrael. Likewise, in all these cases, maybe there's a problem in the Chefta, Pasul, Mitzvah, Avera, even if the Gavra didn't do an Avera. Okay, but we're going to have to come back to next time, because the hour is late, and I see that I am way behind just because these are very deep in Yanim. But what we're going to have to come back to is, first of all, you have to finish our chart of, we finished the Mitzvah chart, we have to finish the Avera chart, because we didn't see the Rishon and Pesachim yet, which is very quick, but still, you know, time to do it now. And I want to go back to this Habah. Is Habah about the Gavra doing an Avera? And if so, what's the exact nature of the link of that Avera to the Mitzvah? Is Haba about the Chefza being Chefza Shal Avera? Or it could be that it's only called Haba Avera if the Gavra does an Avera and it's a Chefza Shal Avera. Which, okay, why do you need two conditions? I'll explain why next time. So maybe we'll come back and finish up that chart next time. We'll see what that has to do with these very difficult Tosfosim. I don't know if anyone tried to tackle the Tosfos. Tosfos here is not bad. Try to tackle the Tosfos in Gittin already. You're treading water, and try to tackle the Tosfos in Bava Kamma as you're not treading water. You better hope there's a lifeguard. But it's definitely worthwhile. I'm not going to go through and share all the shakalatari of all those Tosfos and all the rise back and forth. I'm just going to summarize the points that are relevant for us. But we'll have to pick up with that, Amir Tzashem, and tie that into our discussions next time. And what I hope is that by next time we can. But next year is not Monday. Remember. Monday, there's a little hafsakah. Next year is Thursday. By the next year, I hope that we can really understand mitzvah aveira, all the different shitos, what mitzvah, what aveira, and what does haba'a mean. And then we'll just have to leave a few details for the shiur after. Ah, okay. The reason why the victim is worth off by buy it from the robber versus borrow it is for two reasons. A, because if it's after Yeyush, when I buy it, there's Yeyush and Shina Rishus, and now halachically, I never have to give it back. So he's worse off, he's halachically not going to get it back. And B, even if it's before Yeyush, if I buy it, I am going to take it far away, and it's going to be harder to trace. Right? It's one thing to trace the Ganav. Now trace who the Ganav sold it to. So at both of those, I think there are two reasons.
Can't you mitigate that? Here you're doing a mitzvah. You're being the zakeh, the upper lord. So in such a case, you might be.
Okay.
Doesn't mind.
You are very holy. If someone stole my lulav, I would not have an umdin that I want anyone to do anything with it but give it back. Okay. We want to wish a mazel tov. We want to wish a tremendous mazel tov to Yehuda for a grandson. And he brought a little tikkun that all of us, we can say chayim, celebrating with our chaver, as well as sudas on Chanukah, mitzvah sayom.
We're going to have to sing.
Do you need a kaedgos? Do you need a kebetza? Everyone, what?
To sing a zemer.
Yeah.